Thank you. 但是他写的那个专利名没有很大的，那你看看他这个人，那当然没有很大的。
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
There are, of course, 138 games in the Texas League schedule, and different games, different nights have different events in them. And last evening, one of the most remarkable games that you and I have seen in a long, long time. A tale of two games. The Rockhounds scored five times in the bottom half of the first inning. It was a rough night for starter Yon Castro for the Drillers. It was 5-0 after one inning. And the Rockhounds added to that lead and basically were in control pretty much the entire way. By the game's end, the Hounds would have put 14 runs on the board, so it was a 14-0 game. The game was largely all baseball, of course, is never over until the final out, but the game was largely decided very early on. That being said, on a fireworks night with a captive crowd, of course, waiting for the post-game fireworks show, there was drama on the other side of things. The Rockhounds had a perfect game going. Jack Cushing went the first five, 15 up, 15 down. He struck out six batters. Chase Cohen came in, pitched two innings, got a couple of terrific plays behind him, went 3-0 to the first batter he faced, but wound up getting him. Then Seth Elledge pitching the eighth inning. So to the top of the ninth inning we went. It was a perfect game through eight, 24 up, 24 down. The league's leading closer, Grant Holman, not a save situation, of course. It was 14-0, but Grant comes on to pitch, and he will get the first out via a strikeout as he gets Lolo Sanchez on a 1-2 pitch. Jose Ramos is then the batter, which is interesting all in itself, but on an 0-2 pitch, Jose Ramos goes opposite field, a clean, sharp base hit, and there goes the perfect game effort. In fact, two base hits, they came back-to-back, then Grant got the last two outs of the inning. So it was a combined shutout, a two-hitter, only 29 batters came to the plate for Tulsa, and it goes into the books as a 14-0 shutout. But how close to perfection did the Hounds come? The base hit that broke it up with one out, top of the ninth, on an 0-2 pitch. Sidebars, Jose Ramos, had the game been a close game, might not, and I would guess logically would not, have come to the plate because Tulsa had burned a good portion of the bullpen. They turned to Bubba Alleen to come in and pitch. He was entertaining, by the way, very entertaining, but he was the center fielder. So Bubba comes from center to the pitcher's mound. That means somebody has to play center field, and that will take the place of the designated hitter. Well, the DH was Brandon Lewis. He was hitting eighth in the order. Jose Ramos replaced him, and he came up in the top of the ninth inning because it was the third time through the order in what was an otherwise perfect game. So Jose Ramos might not even have come to the plate in a tighter game last evening, but he did, and he broke up the perfect game effort. By the way, in the series, and I'm pointing this out for the obvious reason, not to demean Jose at all, Jose Ramos last night broke up a perfect game effort, correct, with a single? He is 1-for-18 in the series. That has been his only base hit. Good pitching matchup on this Sunday afternoon. That and more when the Budweiser pregame show continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Good matchup, one I would think of the best in all of the minor leagues. In fact, on this Sunday, it is afternoon, isn't it? Early afternoon. But a good matchup for the Tulsa Drillers, an outstanding prospect for the Dodgers, Justin Robleski. Outstanding command, by the way. He's gone 28 in the third innings. He struck out basically a batter per inning with 29 whiffs. He has walked only four batters. Was the starter on Tuesday. The Tuesday morning game, the Kids' Day game, did not get a decision, but he walked no one and struck out five in that one. So Justin Robleski, left-hander, 1-1 with a 4.76 ERA going to the mound. Roiber Salinas coming back to the Rockhounds, made one start for Las Vegas. That was by design. Hogan Harris went up to the big leagues. He made one spot start, so Roiber went up to Las Vegas. He took Hogan's spot and then came back down to the Rockhounds, so he will make the start here this afternoon. Roiber, 2-1 with a 2.59 earned run average. Because he has missed one start, he does not qualify among the league leaders, but should again after this game, depending, of course, on how it unfolds. And he has been among the league leaders in opponent average and ERA all season. Justin Robleski, likewise, among the league leaders in whip, a 1.16 whip, again, without outstanding command. Last night in the Texas League, Frisco put a whooping on San Antonio. The Rough Riders, by far the hottest team in the league. I believe 9 out of their last 11, and I might be shorting them. The Rough Riders are 21-11. Rockhounds improved to 10 games over 500, 21-11. And San Antonio is next. They are now 6.5 games back. And again, we're sneaking up very closely on the halfway point of the first half. So right now, Rockhounds and Frisco are doing battle in the South. Springfield fell last night. They are 20-11 are the Cardinals. They lead Arkansas by just a couple of games in the North Division. Northwest Arkansas got back to 500 with the win last night. They're 4.5 games out and hanging in there as well. The first half is 69 ball games, and today is game number 33. So right about midway through with game two of the upcoming series at Springfield, Missouri, for the Hounds anyway, that will be the midway point of this first half. My goodness, time flies. For these two ball clubs, Rockhounds, the guys will be boarding the bus right after this game. They'll take off for Springfield, Missouri. Six-game series with the Cardinals, and it begins, I'm glad I looked, at 11:15 Tuesday morning. So a morning game in Springfield on Tuesday, then evening games Wednesday through Saturday, and bless their hearts, an afternoon game at 1 o'clock 1 week from today in Springfield. The Rockhounds will then travel to meet the Frisco Rough Riders, so this is a series and a road trip in which the Hounds will face two just outstanding ball clubs as they'll take on the Cardinals and the Frisco Rough Riders over the next couple of weeks. When the Rockhounds come home, they will host division rivals Corpus Christi and San Antonio. So the Hounds will be working out of the suitcase for a couple of weeks and then be able to spend a two-week stretch at home. These are the only two-week sets of the season for the Hounds. For Tulsa, they head home to host the Wichita Wind Surge beginning Tuesday, and that'll be a six-game set at One Oak Field in Tulsa. So, Hounds about set now to take the diamond on this Sunday afternoon. A lot of kiddos in the ballpark, by the way. We have the Midland Junior Baseball Association with us. The kids were out on the diamond a little earlier today, and kiddos are going to take going to take the field with the big guys. See who I'm looking at here. I think it's Junior Perez, maybe in center field, the little kiddo. Junior takes pretty long strides. He's a pretty fast guy, and the little guy behind him is taking about 16 steps for every two strides that Junior takes. But, yeah, they got caught up, so they're just fine. So the Hounds taking the diamond with kiddos in tow today. That's a really, that's a very, very cool sight. Final game of this six-game series. Rockhounds have taken four of the first five, including last evening, the 14-0 near miss on a would-be perfect game. We'll check the weather for you on the other side of our upcoming break. And right now, with the Hounds assembled on the diamond, we'll take you downstairs with the Star-Spangled Banner. Star-Spangled Banner just ahead of the finale of this set between the Rockhounds and the Drillers. That is mentioned a really good pitching matchup here on this Sunday afternoon. And we'll get this thing going in a moment. Roiber Salinas, big right-hander on the mound, throws the first pitch of our ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Skies are overcast, but a very comfortable afternoon. We have 75 degrees, 82 perhaps by the second half or so of this ball game. and a little bit of breeze. It's not bad. Blowing outward to left field, anywhere from 5 to 10 miles an hour, maybe creeping higher from time to time. And, of course, that can change over the course of the game, as we have seen, well, for about the last 35 years. But for right now, the wind, especially by West Texas standards, not too bad at all. Roiber Salinas will make his sixth start for the Rockhounds, in addition to one with AAA Las Vegas. Brady Basso is also back. He is back in the rotation. Brady pitched just a couple of days ago for Las Vegas. Tyler Baum is also back in the bullpen now for the Rockhounds. He, too, pitched a couple of nights ago, three nights ago for Las Vegas. But Brady's back in the rotation. And it looks like after last night's terrific spot start, Jack Cushing back to the bullpen. But, boy, what a start he had last night. 15 up, 15 down. That's a spot start, and it was a pretty doggone good one. Alex Freeland will lead it off for Tulsa in the top half of the first inning. Switch hitting shortstop stands in. And Roiber Salinas to face a big right-hander. Comes in with a 2-1 mark with the Hounds and a 2.59 earned run average. Sunday afternoon baseball series finale. First pitch, and that is down and away for ball one. Alex Freeland swinging an all-pink barreled bat against Cancer Awareness Weekend here. It swung on, ground ball out towards second base, and they're going to make the play. Saheed Valenzuela throws over to first base for the out. And a ground ball out starts this one, and Taylor Young will come to the plate. Taylor actually took the collar last night. Boy, is that the first time he has had that in this entire series. Still hitting .381 in the five games of the set. Moves to third base in this game. Right-handed hitter planting that right foot and right back on the back chalk line of the batter's box. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch by Salinas. Looked to bunt, but he takes down and away for a ball. 1-0. Griffin Lockwood Powell is the designated hitter, and he'll bat third in this game. Griffin Lockwood Powell, the DH, he's on deck. Set and pitch by Roiber, and that'll sail up high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Austin Beck, former Rockhound, into the cleanup spot this afternoon in right field. Austin Beck, batting cleanup, that is. 2-0 pitch from Roiber, swung on, ground ball sharply, hit down the line. It is smothered at third base by Bowman, comes up throwing. Did he get it? He did! Cooper Bowman slapped some serious leather. Diving stop down the third base line, got up, threw it on a hop, handled at first base by Brennan Malone, and out is Taylor Young on a terrific play. Well, that was maybe one step off the line and near the outfield grass. Two down in the inning, Bowman with a tremendous defensive play. Now Griffin Lockwood Powell. Well, Young flat out got robbed on that. That was thievery deluxe, breaking pitch down low to Lockwood Powell. Diego Cartaya will bat in the sixth spot. Did I skip somebody? Jose, I didn't mean to. Jose Ramos, yeah, broke up the perfect game last night, so I'm trying to leave him out of the lineup. It was a high fly ball into right center field. Denzel Clark drifting over in the sights and reaches up and into the glove. Well, I will finish that Tulsa lineup and make sure we include the guy who had the biggest hit of the ball game last night, in some respects anyway. But in this one, it's a 1-2-3, top half of the first inning for Roiber Salinas. So a half inning in the books, and it's Tulsa nothing, and against talented left-hander Justin Robleski, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes.
with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Cooper Bowman made a terrific play just moments ago. He will lead off the ball game for the Hounds in the bottom of the first. Justin Robleski fires the first pitch of inning number one, up and in for a ball to Cooper, 1-0. Cooper at third base in this game, as he was last night. Robleski, left-hander with a 1-0, and that's up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Jack Winkler, the shortstop, again on deck. Same leadoff three for the Hounds. Familiar group. Colby Thomas will bat third in left field. Colby in left. Delivery to Bowman. That'll get there. Inside corner called strike 2-1. Daniel Susak back behind the plate after his first game, at least at college, in terms of his college and pro career, first time ever at first base last night. Did a really nice job. Pitch down low. That's ball three. 3-1. And again, Robleski just flat out doesn't walk many people, but he's 3-1 to Bowman here. The bottom of the first inning. Working pretty quickly, delivers that ball foul straight back, and the count is full, 3-2. Brendan Malone is at first base in this game. He'll bat fifth. Brendan Malone at first. Junior Perez is in right, he is in center field. Junior batting sixth in center. Saeed Valenzuela at second base. Bat in the seventh spot. Saeed at second. Full count. Pitch to Cooper. Line drive left side. Base hit. Extend the hit streak to 10 games for Cooper Bowman. Boy, solid line drive. Led the game off yesterday with a single and stole second. We'll see. He is moving again here. Left-hander on the mound, remember, in this one. Denzel Clark batting eighth. He's in right field. Denzel is into that eighth spot now for, what, 2.5 weeks or so. And Jose Mujica, catcher by trade, designated hitter this afternoon, had three hits earlier on in the series. Jose Mujica will be the DH. Bowman running on the very first pitch. Up and in. Throw by Cartaya. Nowhere near in time. Stolen base number 12 for the burglar. Cooper Bowman is 12 for 12 on this season. Pitch missing to Jack Winkler. One ball, no strikes. I am missing one cheat sheet today. Boy, Sunday game sneak up on you. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Cooper Bowman, I do believe, as a Rockhound, is now 47 for 50 in stolen bases. That is 94%. One ball, one strike, Winkler waits. Pitch to Jack, fouled away, off to the right, out of play, 1-2. Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas again up top. Susak, Malone, and Perez in the middle. And Valenzuela, Clark, and Mujica will round it out against Justin Robleski. 2021 draft choice of the Dodgers out of Oklahoma State. Lefty looks at second, comes to the plate, fires point just up and in. Robleski kind of looking in, up that pitch got there. Borderline to be sure. Two balls and two strikes. Jack Winkler at 295, a home run, and one of three Hounds with 20 runs batted in. Top three guys in the orders. A swing and a miss. Chased one maybe a bit upstairs. Winkler out on strikes. So one on and one man down. That'll bring up Colby Thomas. Cooper Bowman, Jack Winkler, and Colby Thomas each with 20 runs batted in. They share the team lead coming into play today. Colby at 293. Six home runs. Check me, eight home runs to go with the 20 ribbies. Takes, called strike. Inside half of the plate, about knee high, 0-1. Right-handed hitter. Other guys are flashing pink today. Again, Cancer Awareness Weekend. Justin Robleski has the pink stirrups going. Kind of cool. There's a swing and a miss down and in, and it's 0-2 to Colby. Colby with, electric pink spikes and likewise batting gloves. Very cool. Cancer Awareness Weekend. Splashes of pink all across the ball yard. It's a check swing, strike three, and Colby up and right back down. So Robleski gives up the base hit to Cooper Bowman and the stolen base. He comes back, strikes out Jack Winkler, and gets Colby Thomas on three pitches. Daniel Susak, catcher in the cleanup spot in this game. For Daniel, and again, this is one step at a time. He had the batting average in the low 100s for a while. He's just hit 200 exactly swings and a foul ball. Boy, just foul wide of the bag at first. Daryl Kennedy's asking about it, Rockdown's first base coach. Brandon Tipton is our first base umpire, and he's right on the line, so he said foul. Boy, that's a bat of an eye for sure. 0-1 to Daniel Susak. One on and two men down. No score in the bottom of the first. Pitch to Susak, fouls that one straight back to the screen, and the count quickly 0-2, so Wroblewski 0-2 to the last two hitters. After giving up the 3-2 line drive, base hit to Cooper to start the inning. So Daniel Susak at exactly 200 coming into the game. But again, that's kind of step one. Likewise for Bowman, he just got past the 200 mark. Pitch high for a ball, 1-2. Brendan Malone on deck for the Hounds. Bottom half of the first, no score. Runner in scoring position. It's a long look from Wroblewski. Fires and Susak swings and fouls this one away. Count 1-2. Cooper also wearing that sliding mitt the guys use. Has it on his left hand. And that is also bright pink. Stretch by Wroblewski. One ball, two strikes. Pitch swung on, sent back up middle. Got a chance and it is deflected into shallow center field. Cooper will come home. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Boy, really good diving effort back up the middle by the... I believe that was Fernandez making the diving effort, and the ball deflected off his glove. Second baseman, yep, Jainer Fernandez making a terrific effort, deflected the ball into shallow center field. So coming in to score is Cooper Bowman. And Daniel Susak with an RBI single. The Hounds on top, 1-0. First pitch called, strike to Brendan Malone. 0-1 to the Hounds, first baseman. RBI for Daniel Susak is his eighth of the year. Has half of those on one swing, a grand slam. Draws a snap throw over to first. He'd taken about a one-step lead, so just basically turned to his left. Stepped on the bag. Wroblewski set. Delivers. That's down and in for a ball. Stepping out of the way is Brendan Malone. Brendan's bumped that average back up to 265 with a nice stretch of late. Been really good in this series. Swings and sends a line driver right at third base, and Taylor Young makes the catch. Boy, that is a laser right at the hot corner. So it's one run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and a man left. And after one, Rockhounds won, and Tulsa nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
One inning in the books, and we welcome you to Momentum Bank Ballpark. Last time in this ballpark for a while. Hounds will next play at home on May the 28th, hosting Corpus Christi, and then San Antonio comes to town. But between now and then, as we mentioned, a two-week road swing to Springfield and Frisco, Texas. Or as I put on our printed piece that we do after each game, our daily growl game wrap, I have the Rockhounds going to Springfield and then going to Springfield. Yeah. I think it'll probably be Springfield and Frisco. Thank you very much. By the way, cool addition to Sunday afternoons here, thanks to our presenting sponsors, ConocoPhillips. First 250 fans get a Rockhounds umbrella each Sunday game, and a bunch of them are very much in evidence, not dodging the raindrops, but shielding a little from maybe a little bit of sunshine breaking through. Very, very cool. So thanks to our presenting sponsors, ConocoPhillips. Middle third of the order for Tulsa in the top half of the second inning. So Austin Beck will lead it off. Right-handed hitting right fielder. Austin having a very solid start to this season again with a new organization going from the A's to the Dodgers. Hitting 281, four homers and 16 driven in. Roy Brisolinas comes set, delivers down the middle, called strike to Austin 0-1. Jose Ramos on deck in center field, batting in the five spot. Jose Ramos and Diego Cartaya batting sixth. Catcher in the sixth spot, Cartaya. Beck takes down low, and the count squares at 1-1. Jainer Fernandez batting seventh, the second baseman. Got a 21-game on-base streak. He is looking to extend this afternoon. 1-1 pitch, and that's lined into shallow right center field. That'll sink and drop in front of Junior Perez. Kind of a soft line drive more than a sharp liner, but a base hit for Austin Beck. So leadoff base hit here in the right center field. One on with nobody down in the second inning. And here is Jose Ramos. Brandon Lewis batting eighth. He's the first baseman. Brandon Lewis is at first. And Bubba Alin, who pitched last night. Boy, he was entertaining. He's now in the left, playing left field in this one. So Bubba Alin rounding out the order in left field. Stretched by Roy Brisolinas, right-handed hitter. Ramos ready to go. Takes, whoo, up in, back to the screen. Boy, leaned back. The batting helmet came off. And, boy, that will absolutely get your attention. That was pitched just shy of 90 miles an hour. But, boy, high and tight. And Jose bent back and the helmet fell off. Jose at 196 on the year, and again, just the ultimate irony. He has one hit in the series and 18 at-bats, and that hit broke up a perfect game. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and rips it into left field. Nice 2-for-2. 0-for-17 and then 2-for-2. You got to love baseball. First and third, nobody down. The Drillers have something going here. Sharp base hit for Ramos. Jose, very strong hitter, has six home runs. He's among the league leaders. Strikeouts have been the issue, but not that time. Line drive, base hit, first and third. Nobody out. And here's Diego Cartaya. Diego trying to get it going. 18 games played, a 133 average. A home run, seven driven in for the Drillers catcher. Set by Salinas. Delivers, and that'll get there. Strike on the inside half, and it's 0-1. Diego Cartaya from Maracay, Venezuela. Facing Roy Brisolinas with two men on, nobody down, 1-0 Hounds, but the Drillers threaten here. Pitch swung on that ball, hit high in the air to left field. And it is high, it is deep, it is up, and that ball is gone over the high wall in left field. That is a three-run home run for Diego Cartaya. And a little bit of wind blowing out probably helped a little, but that ball was hard hit, high in the air, and got out of this ballpark. Second home run of the season for Cartaya. RBI total now reaches 10, and that is a three-run home run. And Tulsa takes a 3-1 advantage on the long ball by Cartaya. Batter will be Jainer Fernandez. So three consecutive base hits in the inning. Salinas delivers, and that's well down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Fernandez comes in with a 21-game on-base streak. Hasn't played a lot in this series. Takes a backup pitch for a called strike. It's 1-1. He's 1-for-8 in this series with a base on balls. But reaching base in both of those games. Takes down low for a ball, and the count goes 2-1. Well, what a difference a day makes. Drillers had two hits in the entire game last night. They came with one out in the ninth inning. They have three consecutive hits here and a 3-1 lead in the second inning. Salinas fires and maybe missed a bit high. Three balls and one strike. Weber, 23 years of age. He's from Miranda, Venezuela. Former Atlanta Braves farmhand. Here's the 1-1 pitch. 3-1 pitch way up and in ball four. So a rough inning here for the right-hander. Three straight hits, the last of those a home run, and now a base on balls. And the batter will be Brandon Lewis. Lewis at 235, but he's had a really good series. It's going to be a visit here to the mound from Daniel Susak. Rock Hounds catcher will go to the mound. Lewis in the series, 4-for-9. He has a home run, a couple of runs driven in, and he's on base in 5 of 10 trips to the plate. Drillers wearing the road grays today, trimmed in the Dodger blue. For a long time, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers a while ago before the advent of the Frisco franchise in the Texas League. And for a short while, Colorado Rockies were the Major League parent club, and now the Dodgers swinging a foul straight back. Now this 0-1, that heads down into the first or second row of the seats on a carom. Gentleman retrieves. Not going to give that to a kiddo. Come on now. Come on now. We'll have to find you. Pitch misses inside for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. With the base on balls, Jainer Fernandez just that quickly extended that on-base streak. Now 22 games. Pitch from Salinas. Tapper foul wide at third base. Count 1-2. Bubba Alin waiting on deck. Nobody out in the inning. Yeah, we've got some overcast skies, but some sunshine breaking through as well. Right-handed hitter at the plate, Brandon Lewis. They've got him shaded up the middle to the hounds with Saheed Valenzuela, the second baseman, swinging a foul away. Count stays 1-2. Left side of the infield also has him shaded that way. Brandon played with Tulsa a year ago as well. From Granada Hills, California, right-handed hitter. Set by Salinas, 1-2 pitch, bounce foul again. Wide at third base. Paul Karam's back into the field to play. Still 1-2. Base runner is Jainer Fernandez. Does have 3 stolen bases. Has an average lead. Pitch from Salinas. Swing and a miss. And he got him with a breaking pitch up. So first out of the inning is a swinging strikeout. Brandon Lewis. First whiff for Roiber Salinas. And that'll bring up Bubba Alin. Boy, he was, I mean, you talk about an entertaining pitcher last night. He came on in a position player pitching. I knew he touched 89, but I guess he touched 90-plus a couple of times and also threw one or two or three or four at about 51 miles an hour. Swinging a looper to third, glove by Cooper Bowman. A soft line drive on the inside out swing, and Alin is retired. On the soft line drive, 2 men down in the inning, top of the order, and here's Alex Freeland. Pretty cool stuff last night. I mean, Bubba can zip that ball up there pretty good, and then just threw some, not quite Ephus pitches, but I know at least one of them was up there at 51 miles an hour. It's great stuff. Alex Freeland, shortstop, bounced out to first to second base to start this game in the first inning. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Alex opened the year with Great Lakes in the Midwest League, playing now in his 5th game all in this series for the Drillers. Joined the club at the start of this 6-game set. Swings and misses with off-speed pitch by Roiber Salinas. Count quickly 0-2, so Roiber trying to limit the damage. But a 3-run home run has Tulsa out on top, and time is called by Freeland at the plate. Switch hitting shortstop, swinging that pink barreled bat. Fernandez on at first base, 2 down in the inning, an 0-2 count. Big right-hander, longer set this time. Long set by Salinas, now delivers, and a swing and a miss. It worked. So a 3-pitch strikeout for Roiber. Boy, a tale of 2 innings there. He gets the last 3 batters, but the first 4 reached, and 3 of them scored. So to the bottom half of the second inning we go, and it's the Drillers on top. Tulsa now leads the Rockhounds 3-1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Junior Perez to lead it off. We'll go to the bottom half of the second inning. Tulsa leading the Hounds by the score of 3-1. Junior skipping to the plate. You never know what you're going to see at a ballpark. Junior at 233 has bumped that average up over the last week or so. Comes into the game with 5 home runs, 15 driven in, 11 stolen bases. Left-hander Robleski fires, and Junior takes all the way right down the middle, called strike 0-1. Left-hander delivers. Junior showing bunt that draws the bat back, takes well high and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. Justin Robleski, 23 years old from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Swinging, there's a drive off the bat of Perez. That ball in the deep left center field. That will sink and drop. That will bounce off the wall on one hop at the stand-up double. Junior Perez. It has really got some pop in that bat. Perez now with a very nice six-game hit streak. And a leadoff double for the Rockhounds here in the last half of the second inning. Ball got down in the gap. No chance to catch it. One hop off the wall. There's one on, nobody down for Saheed Valenzuela. Saheed joining the ball club just this week. And staying in the Arizona complex, working on an injured ankle, left ankle, but he is A-OK. And takes way up high for a ball here, 1-0. Yeah, he can play a lot of positions. Saw him in the outfield a bit last year. Can play pretty well anywhere in the infield. Maybe not first base, but any place else. Switch hitter batting to the right side. He's got a pink barrel bat going. Swings and fouls it back to Saheed. One ball and one strike. Important year for him. Played for an outstanding collegiate program at Cal State Fullerton. Saheed at 26. Guy's really just a ball player. Here's the pitch swung on and fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes. Denzel Clark waiting on deck. 3-1 Tulsa, bottom half of the second inning. Hounds have clinched this series. Drillers trying to make the road trip home a little shorter with a Sunday afternoon win. Rockhounds have a lengthy bus ride coming up themselves to Springfield, Missouri. Here's a swing and a miss. And Robleski with a fastball down in the zone gets Saheed swinging. One down in the inning with a runner in scoring position. Third strikeout for the left-hander. Here's Denzel. Denzel contributing last night, had a hat trick of walks, including one with the bases loaded. Runner going to throw behind him, but diving into third base, and that will be a stolen base for Junior Perez. Junior was breaking. Robleski threw behind him to second base, and Fernandez's throw went way wide. It stayed in play. No chance for Perez to move up, but Junior with his 12th stolen base of the season. Pitch to Denzel. Oh, boy, didn't mean to. Wow, check swing right through the on-deck area where Jose Mujica is standing. Foul ball straight back, 0-1. And steal for Junior is his 12th. Cooper Bowman has stolen his 12th in this game. Two of the league leaders. Pitch right down the pipe. Fastball pops into the glove at 97. Nothing quite like that sound anywhere else on planet Earth. Ball popping into a ball glove, man. It's terrific. Pitch up high here. One ball, two strikes. Denzel to 171. And again, like Cooper Bowman and Daniel Susak, the average coming up a little of late. When we get to the 200 mark, move up from there. Swinging a foul straight back. It's 1-2. Really tough unless, of course, you are a prospect, and that has never been the case. But, boy, so many expectations, not only from yourself, but also from others within the organization, with those who rank prospects. And, of course, it's a big-time deal. Swing, fly ball, left field not overly deep, but tagging is Perez. Throw from the left fielder, a lean, but ahead first dive, and in to score a 3-2 ball game. Denzel will get a sacrifice fly to left field. A head first dive as Junior Perez got a double, swiped third, and scores on the Clark fly ball to not overly deep left field. So this becomes a one-run ball game. So same Mujica, base is empty with one run across. Well, we know Bubba Lean has a good arm. We saw that last night, but throw not in time to get Junior. Right-hand hitter, catcher by Trey, takes up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Again, the addition of Jose to the roster gives Gregorio Petit the ability to use Shane McGuire as a DH or first baseman, and likewise Daniel Susak in those same roles when they are not catching. Pitch down low, 2-0. Have to go back and look. It's just top of the head stuff. But the Hounds haven't really had an everyday first baseman for a while. A couple of years, I would think, at least. Swing and a miss. 2-1's kind of been first base by committee. But multiple guys able to play over there. Thought Daniel Susak did a very nice job last night in his first base debut. Pitch up high for a ball. 3-1 to Jose Mujica. Say hitless in his first game of the Hounds, went 3-for-4 earlier in this series. A couple of doubles, swings and misses, and the count goes full, 3-2. And he will ask for time and step out. Jose, 23, from San Felipe, Venezuela. Ball game in which he had the three hits, just his ninth above low A, as a swing and a chopper foul of the plate. Count stays full. Played six games with Advanced A Lansing. And two games with the Hounds, also filled in Las Vegas for one game a year ago. Swing and a bouncer foul. Count stays 3-2. But almost all of his career has been at the rookie level or low A, which I just prefer to call single A. Low A sounds so demeaning. Here's the 3-2, and little looper out towards shortstop, and that'll be easily gloved by Freeland for the out. Little soft line drive, little looper to short, and the inning is over. For the round, the Rockhounds get a double from Junior Perez and turn that into a base hit. One run, on to one hit. No errors and nobody left. After two, Hounds have chipped into the lead, and after two complete, Tulsa 3, Rockhounds 2.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Taylor Young will lead it off. He got robbed of extra bases his first time up in a terrific play by Cooper Bowman. Down the third baseline, Taylor Young, right-handed hitter, stands in. Roiber Salinas delivers inside, maybe a bit high for ball one. Griffin Lockwood Powell and Austin Beck to follow, 2, 3, and 4 in the Tulsa order here in the top of inning number 3. Roiber delivers up high for a ball, 2 balls, no strikes. Even with the collar last night, Taylor Young having a really good series. Takes on the outside corner, called strike 2-1. Bumped his average up 26 points even after the 0-4 last night. Came in at 256 to start the series. He's at 282. Playing pretty much every day for Scott Hennessy and company. 2 balls, 1 strike. Salinas comes set. Leg kick in the pitch. And it's just high for ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. Hounds got a run in the bottom of the first inning. 3-run home run by Diego Cartaya in the second gave Tulsa a 3-1 lead. Swinging strike as Taylor Young chased one maybe off the outside half of the plate. Count goes 3-2. And the Hounds counter with the Junior Perez double. Stolen base and a sack fly from Denzel Clark. 3-2 score in the top of the third. Pitch to Young, lifted high in the air, center field, Perez going back, still going back, still going back. That's going to get over his head, or does it? No, he makes the catch over the shoulder. My goodness, that ball kept on going, and Perez, boy, it appeared it. He was basically playing straightaway center and looked like he had it, and then looking at the replay, he really had to turn on the jets and made an over-the-shoulder catch, 2 strides from the track in straightaway center. Boy, it looked routine, then it looked like that would drop for certain. Pitch high and away to Griffin Lockwood Powell. Flew out to right field his first time up, so boy, Perez had to scoot to get to that. And a terrific catch. Pitch well inside and high. Turning away from it is Lockwood Powell, 2-0. Griffin hitting 255 coming into the game. Sporting the pink batting gloves today. 2-0 pitch down the middle, called strike from Salinas, 2 balls and a strike. And Roiber, 1 appearance with Las Vegas, gave up 3 runs in 4 innings, had 4 strikeouts, 3 walks. 2-1 pitch drops down low for a ball, and the count goes 3-1. And again, it's important to note that that was a singular start for Las Vegas by design. Just a little bit of a shuffle that included, mentioned former Rockhound Hogan Harris, who's getting some time in the big leagues. Roiber's appearance, boy, one of the really, I think, one of the great ballparks in America, the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. Formerly Texas League Round Rock. Pitch up high for a ball, and base on balls for Lockwood. That's Lockwood Powell, that is. Second walk against 2 strikeouts for Roiber. 1 on, 1 out in the third. And Austin Beck will be the batter. You don't know the Express, of course, for a long while now. since, what, 2005, have been Pacific Coast League team, but when Round Rock, that franchise was born, members of the Texas League for several years. Pitch inside corner called strike to Beck, and it's 0-1. Austin, a base hit and a run scored. First of three consecutive hits in the second inning. He led off the second with a single to right center. Came around in the Cartaya home run. Takes in the dirt. Good block by Susak. Count goes 1-1. Still a lot of free agent players and pitchers at the AAA level for the A's. Here's the 1-1 stretch. Pitch from River way outside for a ball. 2-1. Brady Basso also made one start. That was also at Round Rock, and the Express got to him a little bit, so both Brady and Roiber coming back to the Hounds. But they'll get additional chances. 2-1 pitch, and that's up and in. Ball three. So Roiber, a bit of a struggle here in the second and third innings. One on and one man down. 3-1 to Austin Beck. Jose Ramos waits on deck. Set by Roiber. Leg kick and a pitch. And that's inside. And that's ball four. And that's back-to-back walks. So two men on. Roiber a little under a hit per inning coming in. But he has walked 14 against 33 strikeouts. So he struck out a lot of batters. But he's also walked 14. The whip a little bit high at 1.40. He's got good stuff. Opposition hits just 230 against him. Daniel Susak had a visit to the mound, but came out in front of home plate to set the defense. Two on, one down, and here is Jose Ramos. Singled and scored in the second. Consecutive base hits, including the one that spoiled it last night. Pitch up and in for a ball. 1-0. Don't know if I said it in the pregame, meant to. I think I did, but the hit that broke up the perfect game last night was on an 0-2 pitch. Opposite field single. Is until this game, his only hit of the series. Swinging, sends that one to the gap to left center field. That is well struck. On the run, reaching up, and a good shoulder catch by Colby Thomas. Nope, the ball, I think, is a catch and then dropped on transfer. Boy, Colby covered a lot of ground. Ball in the gap to left center. Ramos really hit that hard. Colby moving to his left at full tilt boogie. I'm going to watch the replay here. Made the catch and then dropped the ball on transfer. Yeah, catch made and then try to turn and throw in. Runners do not move up. So two on, two out. And here's the guy who homered his last time up, Diego Cartaya. And he takes way up and in for a ball, 1-0. Diego's second home run of the season. RBIs 8, 9, and 10. A good play by Colby Thomas on the run, taking extra bases perhaps away from Ramos. 2-1, 2 out, 1-0 count. Pitch to Cartaya in the dirt. Good block by Susak. 2-0. Again, little tiny thing. Doesn't show up in the box score, but if he doesn't make that block, runners are at second and third. 2-0 count to Cartaya. Again, really frustrating start to the year for Diego, but he wiped a lot of that away with a three-run home run. Last time, takes way inside. Ball three, 3-0. Remember Salinas, big right-hander, 6'3", 260. Conditioning was a concern last year, and he has been far, far better in 2024. Sails way high, ball four. So three bases on balls in the inning, four for the game. And that loads him up for Jainer Fernandez. Lockwood Powell to third, Austin Beck to second base. And on at first with the walk is Cartaya. Paul Abbott, Rockdown's pitching coach. Well, he's a guy who has just a great take on baseball. Really enjoy visiting with Abby. Had a solid big league career, had a tremendous season with that tremendous Seattle Mariners club a few years ago. Still has the best winning percentage among qualifying pitchers in Seattle Mariner history. It's kind of cool. finally coming up when the half inning rolls around. One of my favorite sidebar stories, we're doing a little series of retrospectives, little 90-second capsules on everything from the 75 Cubs to the four-peat and everything in between. And it's not something to do with a diamond here, but a fellow who played for the 1995 Angels in a remarkable moment. I'll tell you the tale coming up. Here is Jeter Fernandez. Takes right down the middle. Pitching coach strike for you, Paul Abbott. 0-1 the count. Fernandez will walk his first time up. Bases are loaded, all on walks. 3-2 Tulsa, top of the third. Two men down. Fernandez waits. Salinas delivers. Swing and a miss. And a backup pitch off speed. 0-2 to Fernandez. Jeter hitting just 230, but he's reached base in 22 straight games, including that walk in the second inning that extended that streak. Long set by Roybero. 2 pitch to the dirt. Good block again by Daniel Susak. 1-2 the count. Fernandez, right-handed hitter. Venezuelan native. 1-2, runners there, leads. Base is full. Pitch from Roybero that is popped up near the plate. Susak, foul ground. Got it. The inning is over. So it was a battle for Roybero Salinas, but he gets out unscathed despite giving up 3 walks in the inning. Tell you a really cool tale about a guy named Todd Green on our franchise retrospective.
Sidebar stories are a terrific part of baseball, and I love this one. We've mentioned Todd Green, a tremendous hitter with the 1995 Angels. Todd was a catcher and spent parts of 11 seasons in the big leagues. One of his stops was with the Yankees, and it was there he caught what might be considered the most significant unofficial hitch in baseball history. Game 3 of the 2001 World Series was played at Yankee Stadium just weeks after the events of 9/11. The setting was one the likes of which we had never and hopefully will never see again. It also became an iconic night for baseball and for the nation. President George W. Bush threw out the ceremonial first pitch. There's a great story about Derek Jeter warning Mr. Bush that he should pitch from the mound and not bounce the pitch because, after all, it was Yankee Stadium and he could be booed. Instead, the president delivered a strike. It was an electrifying moment, and Todd Green caught the pitch. He was the Yankees' backup catcher, not in the lineup. Jorge Posada was scheduled to handle that ceremonial pitch, but Posada was still in the bullpen warming up Roger Clemens. So Todd grabbed his glove, went behind the plate, and became part of history. He says not a day goes by that he doesn't think about what he calls an awesome, healing moment for our country. Todd is right. It's an incredible moment and worth a Google. It was a pitch for all time, and Todd Green caught it.
I absolutely love looking at the video, the YouTube video of that. Of course, the president threw the pitch, but it's really kind of cool. Here was Todd back there and got that amazing pitch, an amazing moment. Cooper Bowman stands in, takes down and in ball one. Bottom half of the third, Tulsa 3, Hounds 2. Cooper a single, a steal and a run scored in the first. Takes down and in ball two from Robleski. Justin has struck out 3 batters in this ball game, and I mention that because he now has 32 strikeouts and 4 walks. That is not a ratio, but 8-1 is, and that is his ratio. My goodness. Swinging a foul away. Got that in on Cooper, and he sent it the opposite way. Foul ball wide at first. General Kennedy will do the honors, and a gentle toss to a fan in row 4 who caught the gentle toss. Thank you. 2-1 count. Robleski with a pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Think so. Yep. He went around. 2-2. Jack Winkler and Colby Thomas to follow. This is the top of the order in the last half of the third. With 32 whiffs and 4 walks. Really impressive. The 11th round draft choice. swinging a pop foul straight back out of play. And Wroblewski considered a very good prospect for the Dodgers. Boy, had some good pitchers come through Tulsa. Glad to see Walker Buehler back and pitching again. Really entertaining guy to watch. Bouncing ball to third. Two hops handled by Young. Throw. Boy, it's close. But Cooper, oh, he beat it. Boy, that's just terrific hustle by Cooper Bowman. He has got such great speed. Ball was hit close to the line. That's a long throw. And Taylor Young's throw not quite in time. Cooper beats it out. We'll watch and see if that throw skipped. Boy, tell me the kid isn't fast. He was trying to keep his batting helmet on with his right hand as he ran and still got there. Base hit for Cooper Bowman. We'll see if he is running. Stole a base his first time and came around to score. He will draw a throw this time. So Cooper 2-for-2. He's extended the hit streak now to 10 games. And boy, from an obviously personal perspective from Cooper, but also from the Hounds' perspective, guy at the top of the order. Here's a hard hit ball, base hit, left sideline drive, Jack Winkler. And speaking of streaks, Jack now, with that line drive hit, has reached base in 12 straight. And the numbers are good. It's not just a passing streak. He's really been swinging the bat well. It's 2-1 and nobody down, so the Hounds get back-to-back hits here. Cooper beats one out, and Winkler with a line drive to left field, and Diego Cartaya out now to talk with Justin Wroblewski. So most of the infield and all of the infield now will come in for a conversation, and Cooper Bowman will jog over and talk to Gregorio Petit. You look at Cooper Bowman's numbers in particular, and again, he's now the guy at the top of the order. And of course, even with Jacob Wilson with the Rockhounds, Cooper was near the top of the lineup, usually in the two spot. How productive he can be. He's hitting 202 coming into the game. Now he's 2-for-2 in this game, so that will have bumped up. But he came in at 202, but he has 20 runs batted in. He's scored 19 runs, and he's stolen 11 bases. He's added one to that. So you bump that batting average up, get him on base all the more. And again, that's a really important piece for the Rockhounds. Called strike to Colby Thomas on the inside edge from the left-hander Wroblewski. So 2-1, nobody out for the Hounds, trailing by a run, bottom half of the third. Thomas, a strikeout victim, his first time. Both runners go. Check swing, throw, and no way, no how. Double steal. Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler. There is no way to go back and count such things because it would take the rest of the season, and I think we'd probably rather come out to the ball games, but boy, how many double steals Gregorio Petit has called for already. This is just 33 games in. He's a swing and a ground ball foul wide of Cooper. So count, I think, is 1-2 to Colby Thomas. I could be wrong on that. I think it should be 1-2. Second and third of the runners, back-to-back base hits, and a double steal. Jack Winkler with his eighth stolen base. Hounds a third in all of AA baseball in steals. Stretch by Wroblewski. Pitch swung on. Fouled back. Colby Thomas coming into the game at 293. Has eight home runs on the season. That is second in the Texas League behind Davison De Los Santos of Amarillo. 0-2 pitch, looper up the middle, and that'll be handled by the shortstop, Freeland. So soft little half-looper, half-liner, one man down, second and third. Here's Daniel Susak. Daniel, an infield single his first time up. And a ball that Jainer Fernandez deflected but could not make the play on. That drove in Cooper Bowman with the game's first run. So Daniel Susak stands in, second and third. The runner swing, the ground ball to third base, handled by Young. That will drive home a run. Got to hurry a little bit, but he got it. Both runners move up, and it's a tie ball game, 3-3. So Cooper Bowman with the leadoff single comes across to score. Jack Winkler advanced on the throw across the diamond. So a 5-3 RBI single for Daniel Susak. Two ribbies in the game, 9 on the season, and this ball game is all even up. Runner at third, two men down. Brennan Malone, the batter, lined out sharply to third. His first time up, takes low and inside, blocked by Cartaya. Mentioned Brennan with a very good series. He is 7 for 13 in this series and this homestand. Up that average up, swings and pops one foul out of play. Count goes 1-1. Brennan was hitting .225 in the season, or the I'm sorry, when the series began. He's bumped that average up exactly 40 points coming into play today, up to .265. 1-1 pitch is fouled away. It's a ball and two strikes. Brennan from Woodstock, Georgia. Went to college in Eugene, Oregon, University of Oregon. Right-handed hitter waits. There's the 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking pitch down and in. So the inning comes to an end, but the top of the order sets the table. The Rockhounds score a run on a Daniel Susak bounce out. So we have played three innings of baseball Sunday afternoon at the Momentum Bank Ballpark, and after three, we have a 3-3 tie.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off, binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Back and forth ball game on this Sunday afternoon. Rockhounds with a run in the bottom half of the first inning. Cooper Bowman with a single, a steal, and scored on a Daniel Susak single. Diego Cartaya, three-run home run for Tulsa near the top of the second. We go to the fourth, and David Leal on the pitch for the Hounds. Delivers down the way for Brandon Lewis. 8-9-1 in the order for Tulsa in the fourth inning. David out of the bullpen. Three innings for Roybers Salinas. Breaking pitch swung on and missed. It didn't seem to register on the, 75. There we go. 1-1. Roiber, of course, 90-plus. David Leal, 90-minus. 1-1 pitch. That'll get there. Breaking ball over the inside edge. 1-2 to Lewis. Hounds got single runs in the second and the third. Leadoff double by Junior Perez. He stole a base and scored on a sac fly by Denzel Clark. Then Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler back-to-back singles. Double steal. And Daniel Susak, second ribby coming on a bounce out. The 1-2 stretch and pitch by Leal. Swung on and missed. Breaking ball down and in. Lewis out on strikes. David becomes a pitcher of record in this game, of course, entering a 3-all tie. It's also 3 runs, 3 hits. They came in succession, capped by the Cartaya home run. And the Hounds, 3 runs on 5 base hits. Drillers have left 4 men on base. Hounds have stranded 2. Here's Bubba Alin. Takes a breaking pitch down the middle, called strike, 0-1. Top of the order, Alex Freeland waiting on deck. So, final game of the set, a 3-all tie through 3. Breaking pitch by Leal, did it hit him? Yep, he got him. Breaking pitch that just came in and got Alin. So, hit batsman, one man on with one man down. Tie-breaking run on base for Alex Freeland. David Leal making his seventh appearance, his fifth out of the bullpen. 9 hits and 13 1/3. 6 walks and 9 strikeouts. But with a low hit total, a 1.13 whip. Opposition hitting 188 against him. And again, a guy's got to keep you off balance. He throws a lot in the 70s. Tops out somewhere in the low to mid 80s. Runner goes. Pitch is taken down and in. Here's the throw. Got a chance. Slap the tag. You betcha. Got him. Good, strong, low throw by Daniel Susak. Saheed Valenzuela covers the bag, and Bubba Alin is thrown out, 2-4. So Bubba Alin trying to steal against left-hander David Leal. Of course, doesn't throw overly hard, so requires a good throw from the catcher, Daniel Susak. And boy, he brushes this batter as Freeland is hit by a pitch. Breaking pitch in on a right-handed hitter. So a strikeout and a couple of hit batsmen and caught stealing in this inning. And bring up Taylor Young. Well, Taylor has flat out gotten robbed on one play down the third base line. That would have been extras. And the ball that got over Junior Perez's head, a ball hit to deep center field. The junior made an over-the-shoulder catch on the run on the center field track. He's 0 for 2, but he's hit it well both times, and Young takes up and in for a ball here. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first base, Alex Freeland. Leal comes set, looks at the runner, leg kick and a pitch. Outside corner at the knees for a strike, 1-1. Of course, when you don't throw hard, if you've got that 90-plus stuff you can work with, that gives you something you can work with there. Backdoor pitch, and that's a called strike, too. For David, boy, location, command is absolutely everything. He's ahead of Taylor Young here, 1-2. Game tied at 3, top of the fourth inning, 1-on, 2-out. Left-hander set. Young waits from the right side. Pitch by Leal. Just up and in. Not by much. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Crowd will grumble. Just noticed we have some weather going on in Frisco. The Missions and Rough Riders are postponed due to rain. Time called here at home plate. Hounds will be in Frisco, as mentioned, part of the upcoming road trip, so the Hounds will either be a half game ahead of or behind the Rough Riders when they board the bus later today. Both teams 21-11 coming into play today. Bouncing ball foul wide at third, way wide over toward the dugout, 2-2. Griffin Lockwood Powell on deck for Tulsa. David Leal, who has been a starter much of his career, now working out of the bullpen. He made a couple of spot starts for the Hounds. That sidearm toss over to first. I have to ask David, I meant to earlier, looks like he's coming down a little more sidearm delivery than he has in the past. Again, always throwing the off-speed stuff. Maybe a little bit different arm angle, slot angle. 2-2 stretch, runner bluffs, doesn't go, breaking pitch, and that's fouled at the plate. Young was way out in front of it, but he got a piece of it, stays in at 2-2. David was from Houston, went to Louisiana Tech. Parts of 3 seasons with the Rockhounds, and just by doing that, really defying the odds, he's a 38th round draft choice. Lefty comes set, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch to Young, that's inside, ball 3. So Freeland will run with the pitch, 1-on and 2-out, 4th inning. Young taps the plate. David leans in, has the sign from Daniel Susak. Comes set, looking at Freeland. Freeland runs, pitches swung on, line drive up the middle, base hit for Taylor Young. sharply hit. Perez gets there pretty quickly, so despite running, Freeland will have to stop at second base, but a line drive base hit for Taylor Young. He took a collar yesterday, but it's been a very good series for him. He's hitting .375. He's 9 for 24 in this series. Three doubles, a homer, a couple of runs driven in. He's walked three times, stolen two bases. Taylor Young has been busy here in West Texas. Griffin Lockwood Powell, the batteries, 0 for 1 with a fly out to right and a base on balls. Two on, two out. The Owls pitch outside, maybe high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Griffin Lockwood Powell, like Cooper Bowman, a South Dakota native. Runners are going. Pitch is taken up and in. Susak's going to throw to second base, and that throw gets loose, and that will bring home the run. Oh, double steal for Tulsa, and a throwing error on Daniel Susak. So the Hounds see a little bit of their own medicine back at them. Double steal for Freeland and Young. Throw was low and got into center field. Taylor Young did not move up, but Freeland easily scores from third base on the throwing error. So it's 4-3 Tulsa. 2-0 the count to Lockwood Powell, and he takes down an in-after ball. Three balls, no strikes. Austin Beck on deck. Kind of a funky inning for David Leal. Struck out the first batter, hit the next two. Gave up a single, then the double steal, and a throwing error on the catcher, Daniel Susak. 3-0 count, first base open. Leal's pitch. It's a high strike, and the count goes to 3-1. So Tulsa got the first three runs, their first three runs of the game, on one swing of the bat from Diego Cartaya. But the Frankenstein ones, they won together here in the fourth inning, and it's 4-3. Running is Taylor Young. Pitches fouled away. Count will go full at 3-2. And stealing third base with two out in the inning can be dicey, but Young got a really good jump against the left-hander on the mound. So full count, first base open, two men down. Lockwood Powell, right-handed hitter. The left-hander Leal, long look at the base runner at second. 3-2 pitch, chop toward third. Cooper Bowman, and he misplayed the ball. Boy, he got misplayed twice, and Taylor Young's on a break for the plate. Throw by Jack Winkler, and up, he beat the tag. He got under it and scores the run. So it'll be an error on Cooper, who stands with hands on hips talking to himself. Boy, not a pretty inning at all for the Rockhounds. So Griffin Lockwood Powell reaches on the error to Cooper Bowman, and Taylor Young, very much heads up, comes across to score. So two runs across in the inning. And here's Austin Beck. Runner at first base with two men down. So that error cost an out, so I believe both runs will be unearned, but I'll go back and double-check on that. Beck stands in, swings, and sends one through on the right side. That's a clean base hit. Inside-out swing, opposite field drive, and ball barely got off the ground, but a clean base hit. So Austin Beck pushes Lockwood Powell down to second base with the base hit, second of the inning. Boy, it's been a bit of a mess. Started with a strikeout of Brandon Lewis, but since then, two-hit batsmen, a double steal, a throwing error on catcher Daniel Susak, an error on Cooper Bowman at third base, and now a base hit. So it also leads the game 5-3, and pitcher coach Paul Abbott making his second trip to the mound. Talk to David Leal with Jose Ramos, and set to come to the plate. Ramos, line drive, base hit to left field in the second. That was followed a couple pitches later by Diego Cartaya, taking one out of here high over the left field wall. Gave the Drillers a 3-1 lead. Rockhounds have come back with single runs in the second and third. The Drillers have regained the lead with a couple here in the fourth inning. Lockwood Powell on at second base. Austin Beck at first. Ramos, his hands up high, waggling that. That swings and fouls it back. Count is 0-1. Singled, as mentioned, and scored in the second. Flew out to left center field. Colby Thomas tracking it down his last time up. Ball hit pretty deep. As the pink sleeves on today, does Jose in this Cancer Awareness Weekend. The swing and a high pop-up. Right side. Brendan Malone thinking to give way to Saheed. Yep, and Valenzuela will tuck it away. So, Hounds don't commit a lot of errors. They've been one of the better defensive teams in the Texas League, but they boot the ball a couple of times in this inning. An error on a throw and on a fielding play. And Tulsa takes advantage. We'll go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. A little trivia related to last night's rather remarkable game coming up. And after 3.5, Tulsa on top, 5-3.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Junior Perez, Saheed Valenzuela, and Denzel Clark to face left-hander Justin Robleski. First offering singles up a bit high to Junior for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Doubled, stole a base, and scored. Both teams doing some running in this game. And Tulsa has its second two-run lead of the game. Pitch to Junior, up and away, ball two, 2-0. Steele was his 12th. Cooper Bowman now leads the team with 13, including two this afternoon. Pitch to Junior, good fastball down the inside half of the plate for a strike, 2-1. Well, last night, Rockhounds took not only a no-hitter, a perfect game into the ninth inning, still perfect with one out in the ninth. Pitch swung on, fouled back, 2-2. Jose Ramos broke it up with an 0-2 single to right field. And that was his first base hit in 18 at-bats in the series. And he would not have been in the game had it not been a lopsided game with the Rockhounds leading 14-0. It was a 2-2 pitch, sliced foul out of play. And I never know if he might have been a pinch hitter in the ninth inning. Don't know if that would have been logical, but when Bubba Alin went into pitch, Ramos took his place in center field, replaced the DH. Pitch way down and in, 3-2. Full count to Junior. So it was Jose Ramos who broke up the perfect game effort. Never has been one in our franchise's history, for or against. Bouncing ball foul, 3-2. Including 32 games here in 2024. Again, this franchise has been around a while, since 1972. Pitch is swung on foul straight back. What a good fastball. That was 97. Robleski looked like he got a little more velocity on that one. Down in the zone, and Perez fought it off. Including last night, the Cubs, Angels, and Rockhounds have played 7,108 games. 7-1-0-8. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Chased one up and away. Junior frustrated as he walks back to the dugout. For Wroblewski, that's five strikeouts. Again, he has not walked a batter. Struck out five on Tuesday in the series opener as well without a base on balls. And here's Saeed Valenzuela, struck out his first time. So tell me, out of 7,108, how many no-hitters have there been in our franchise's history, for or against? Pop to second, that'll be easy pickings for Fernandez, and Janer texts that away. So Wroblewski doing exactly what you wanted to after you get a couple of runs, break a tie in the top half of the inning. You want a lockdown inning, and he has two up, two down for Denzel Clark. 7,108 games played with this franchise as Denzel takes a strike. How many no-hitters? That's for and against. A swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Denzel quickly down to the count. Sacrifice fly his first time up. Right-handed hitter waits, pitched by Wroblewski. Boy, called third strike, and the knees just got their inside edge, and Denzel rung up. So Wroblewski, well, that is outstanding stuff. He strikes out two batters in the inning, and after Tulsa gets a couple in the top half of the inning to break the tie, comes up with a 1-2-3 inning and a couple of punch-outs along the way. Trivia answer and some stuff behind it when we return after four complete, Tulsa 5, Rockhounds 3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight. And the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Series finale between the Rockhounds and Tulsa Drillers. Tulsa 5, Rockhounds 3. Has had the biggest single swing of this ballgame. Diego Cartayo will lead it off. Three-run home run in the second. He walked in the third. And he faces David Leal leading it off with Janer Fernandez and Brandon Lewis to follow. Left-hander delivers, swing and a miss. Cartaya chasing one off the outside corner. Trivia, we've told you that the Cubs, Angels, and Rockhounds from 1972 through yesterday played 7,108 games, 7,108. How many of those has ended, grammar are my life, how many of those have ended in a no-hitter, for or against? 0-1 pitch inside up the corner, 1-1. We'll give you a small hint, it isn't very many. Yeah, last night, boy, an out. Actually, what, two outs and maybe one out and one strike away from perfection. Here's a line drive left field. Colby Thomas comes on, makes the catch. Well hit ball, but within the reach of the Rockhounds, left fielder, one away. Well, of 7,108, 7,098 didn't end in no-hitters. There have been 10 no-hitters thrown in our franchise's history, 7 by the opposition, and 3, one in each era, Cubs, Angels, and Rockhounds, all three of them part of a doubleheader, each a 7-inning no-hitter. Pitch low and inside for a ball, 1-0. If we get a chance, I will tell you that there probably should have been a 9-inning no-hitter, but I jinxed the guy. But officially in the record book, 3 for the Cubs, Angels, and Hounds, 1 in each era. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul, boy. might have gotten Daniel a little bit, Daniel Susak. 1-1 to Janer Fernandez. He has walked and fouled out to Susak behind the dish. Interesting, 9 of the 10 no-hitters came on the road. Pitch on away from Leal, chopper toward third base. Cooper will make that play, sets up, throws and got him. No mistake that time, two men down. One of my favorite sidebars is, by the way, the Cubs were no-hit 4 times in 13 seasons. The Angels just once in 14 seasons. And the Rockhounds have been no-hit twice, but that's in 23 seasons. Of the 4 times the Cubs were no-hit, only 2 of them were shutouts. Baseball is goofy. Here's Brandon Lewis. Swings ground ball, third base again. Cooper to his left makes the play at the shoe top, sets up, throws, and got him. And the inning will come to an end. So David Leal answers with a 1-2-3. And we are midway through Sunday afternoon baseball. No-hit stuff coming up in the middle of the fifth inning. At Rocky Town, Tulsa 5 and the Rockhounds 3.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Nine, 1-2 in the Rockhounds order as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. 5-3 Tulsa. Jose Mujica stands in and takes well outside from left-hander Justin Robleski. Hounds have 3 runs on 5 hits. Delivery up and away for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Robleski with a half dozen strikeouts and no bases on balls in this game. Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler to follow. Pitch to Mujica is popped in the air, I think out of play, but given a look, it's Diego Cartaya. We got a head of hair. Because Diego's had a home run and pretty good quaff working, swinging a foul back, and the count goes 2-1. Jose 3-for-8, and obviously limited duty with the Hounds. Takes just down and in, count goes 3-1. Jose, right-handed hitter. Shade him up the middle. Ground ball toward the left side. Handled on a couple of hops by Taylor Young. Throw to first in plenty of time. One up, one down in inning number 5. Top of the order, third time through. Cooper Bowman, 2-for-2. And, again, we talk a lot about Cooper and slow start hitting for average and how much it can mean to the Rockhounds when, and he has been doing it of late, a 10-game hit streak now, bumping that average up a little over 200 coming in. But Cooper in this game, 2 singles, 2 steals, 2 runs scored. Takes a called strike here, it's 0-1. Right-handed hitter waits, pitch from Robleski, and that's called strike 2, so this time around, quickly falling behind in the count, no balls, 2 strikes, and asking for time is Cooper. And about the 10 no-hitters in our franchise's history, 7 thrown by the opposition. 3 by the Cubs, Angels, and Rockhounds. 0-2 pitch fouled away. Count stays 0-2. Of the 10, 4 of them came at Ray Winder Field in Arkansas against the Travelers. And we often say Angels, Cubs, Christensen Stadium. There's a line drive center field, but that will hang up. Boy, well hit ball, but Ramos is right there. He will tuck it away. Line drive, good swing of the bat. That was an 0-2 pitch. And Cooper ripped it, but well within the reach of Ramos. Two men down. The former home of this franchise from 1972 through 2001, Christensen Stadium was a very hitter-friendly ballpark. 1972 through 2001, first 30 seasons, pitch misses to Jack Winkler, Jack 1-for-2. There was never a no-hitter for or against thrown to Christensen Stadium. And just one here. Pitcher called strike. It's 1-1. It was a combined no-hitter thrown by the Rockhounds in a doubleheader game. Pitch inside for a ball. Count 2-1 to Jack. Base is empty. Two men down. And Robleski now has retired 8 in a row. Left-hander delivers, and that ball bounced foul now 2-2. So he has really settled in. After giving up the back-to-back singles and the double steal in the third, that led to the game-tying run. Since then, 8 in a row set down by the Driller's left-hander. Pitch low end. Did it hit him? Yep, got him. So Jack Winkler hit by a pitch. Has already extended that on-base streak to 12 games, says Jack. So pit batsman. And Colby Thomas, the batter, and he will represent the potential tying run in this game, 5-3 Tulsa. Colby 0-for-2 in the game. Average up to the moment at .288. Wearing those pink spikes and bright pink batting gloves. Swings and misses, comes up empty 0-1. Robleski struck Colby out on 3 pitches in the first inning. He looped out to shortstop on a 1-2 pitch his last time up in the third. 5-3 Tulsa. Infield has him shaded, that is, solidly to pull. He turns into that a bit, but did not go, and the count is 1-1. Colby out of Mercer University in Macon, Georgia. Stretch in pitch, swing ground ball, third base, and that's handled by Young. He'll go the short way to second. Boy, that's just in time, but out at second base is Jack Winkler. 5-4 goes the put out, and the inning will come to an end. So 5 in the books. We'll give you totals through the first 5 of this series finale coming up in a moment. No runs or hits. The hit batsman and 1 left. After 5, the Drillers lead the Rockhounds 5-3.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Back and forth baseball on a Sunday afternoon at Rocky Town. Tulsa leads it by the score of 5-3. Drillers have 5 runs on 5 base hits. Not committed an error in this ballgame. 5-5-0. Rockhounds, 3 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors, and they were very costly to be sure. Both coming in the fourth inning when Tulsa broke a 3-all tie. Counts got on top of the first inning. Cooper Bowman, single and a steal. Scored on a Daniel Susak single. Diego Cartaya launched a 3-run home run over the high wall in left field in the second. Made it 3-1. Cooper again a single, as did Jack Winkler. Double steal. The Hounds produce a run on a Daniel Susak bounce out. That followed a Junior Perez leadoff double in the second. He stole a base, scored on a Denzel Clark sacrifice fly. So the runs in the second and third tied it at 3 apiece. And then a bit of a mess of an inning. A couple of hit batsmen, a couple of errors. And Tulsa leads it by the score of 5-3. 9-1-2 in the driller's order. Yep, baseball got loose. Couldn't figure out why we weren't playing ball. Baseball got loose by the Hounds dugout. Bubba Alim is 0-1 plus a hit by pitch. Switch hitting left fielder facing the left-hander David Leal. Sixth inning, 5-3. Swinging a high pop-up, middle of the infield. High sky. Saeed, boy, you can hear that call all the way up here. And he hauls it in. So Saeed Valenzuela saying he got it, and he did. Pop out in the first pitch of the inning. One away for Alex Freeland. He's 0-2, but was hit by a pitch and scored in the fourth. In fact, that was the go-ahead run in this game. Taylor Young scored moments later on an error. Freeland takes up and in, and that hit him. Same thing, breaking ball in. That's the third hit batsman for David in this game, and they've all been breaking pitches that have just busted a little bit too far in on a right-handed hitter. One man on and one man out for Taylor Young. Singled sharply his last time, 1-for-3 in this game. 9-for-24, 375 in the series. Freeland takes the lead. The pitch sails way up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Griffin Lockwood Powell on deck for Tulsa. Bright sunshine now. Just some high white clouds. Glad we got last night's ball game in. It was a dicey day much of the day, but got the ball game in last night. Breaking pitch back door. Called strike 1-1. Understand that the weather may be a bit of an issue in Springfield, Missouri when the Hounds arrive there beginning Tuesday morning. 11:15 will be our first pitch of that series. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Bouncing ball foul wide of third. This wrapping up this series. Hounds have clinched this series 4-1. Mentioned the Drillers will be at One Oak Field back home beginning Tuesday hosting the Wichita Wind Surge, AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. And the Hounds, a two-week road swing facing a couple of awfully good ball clubs, Frisco and Springfield, beginning with Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. 1-2 stretch, pitch by Leal. Sails a bit high, and the count 2-2. Crowd groaning a bit, but that pitch was clearly up. Taylor Young, 3 home runs, 14 driven in, one of the homers and a couple of ribbies in this series. It's a leadoff home run, a little Ricky Henderson number. Second pitch of the overall series. High pop-up, foul ball, given a look as Cooper Bowman shielding his eyes, and boy, he got it. Boy, that's not easy. High sky, looked that ball into the glove, and it might have snow cone a little bit, but Cooper makes the play. So Taylor Young fouls out to Cooper Bowman. Not a whole lot of wind, about 10 miles an hour. That's not much for West Texas, but that high sky. Pop-ups always look so easy. Not necessarily the case. Here's Griffin Lockwood Powell now. He is 0-2 with a walk. Takes high and away for a ball. One man on and two men down in the sixth inning. Powell, right-handed hitter. He's got the pink batting gloves going on today. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Backdoor pitch down and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Mentioned Griffin is out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Cooper Bowman, the Hounds, from Rapid City, South Dakota. Delivery is on the outside corner. Boy, just got the outside edge. Good pitch by Leal. Count goes 2-1. Got to be a challenge to play year-round baseball in South Dakota with the weather. Of course, 2-1 pitch. Swung on that ball, line toward left field. That'll be played on a hop by Colby Thomas. Solid line drive, base hit. Lockwood Powell stayed back on that off-speed pitch from David Leal and drives into left field. Base hit. One on and two out. Freeland stopping at second base. And here's Austin Beck. Austin, 2-for-2, and he's been on base all three times in this game. I mentioned facing his former team, the North Carolinian from Lexington, North Carolina. For Austin, nice to see him having success, good batting average, just a solid season going, and just stay healthy and get a chance to play a full year. Pitch down and into the right-hand hitter, one ball, no strikes. 2-for-2 game, he's bumped the average up over 300 now at 303. Leal with two men on, two men out. Pitch to Beck, swing and a miss, good breaking ball in. One ball and one strike. Austin, if I recall, last time with the Rockhounds, made a catch in right field and just something gave way and he hit the deck. I don't believe he came back. Boy, injuries have just absolutely hampered him, so I hope he has a good, strong, full season. Pitch a breaking ball down and in, two balls and one strike. And he's been good in this series. He's 5-for-14 as a homer, a couple of runs driven in. Right-handed hitter waggles that bat a little bit. Long look by Leal, the runner at second, and a swing and a miss at a breaking pitch up and away. 2-2 the count. That was at 83, and again, David didn't throw much harder than that. So back at the plate, Jose Ramos is on deck. Drillers with a two-run advantage and two men on, but two men down. Down, that is, in inning number six. Left-hander comes set, looks over the left shoulder of the runner, and now steps away. And our franchise capsule take you back to 1995, the Angels era. Had only one trip to the title series. We'll tell you a little bit about that and how they got there. There's a swing and a miss, and this time Austin Beck out on strikes. So David Leal comes back with a whiff of Austin Beck. No runs on a hit and a hit batsman, and we'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Tulsa 5 and the Rockhounds 3.
In 1995, the Angels became just the second club in the franchise's first 24 years to reach the league championship series. And winning what was then the West Division was quite a ride. With two games remaining in the first half, the Angels, San Antonio, and El Paso were in a tremendous three-way race. The Angels were playing the Diablos at Cohen Stadium in El Paso, a ballpark that was justifiably renowned as a visiting team's nightmare, particularly visiting pitchers. The Angels took a 5-2 lead into the last of the ninth, but a two-run triple from Brian Banks cut the lead to 5-4 with the tying run at third and nobody out. The man on the mound was reliever Mike Schuller, a former major leaguer with the Seattle Mariners. After giving up the triple to Banks and with Cohen Stadium at its intimidating best, he retired the next three batters, sealing a 5-4 win that would end up deciding the first half pennant. I saw Mike the next day and told him he had me a little bit nervous in the broadcast booth. He laughed and looked at me and said, "It's all right, Bob. After the triple, I knew I had him." Great stuff. The Angels then faced Wichita, the Wranglers, in the division playoffs, and it would be another ex-big leaguer, former World Series MVP Pedro Guerrero, who would deliver the game-winning RBI in the fifth and deciding game of the series. Both Mike and Pedro were hoping for a return to the show, but the 1995 season here would be the last for both. The former big leaguers were with the club all season and were front and center as the Angels won the West.
Last of the six, Daniel Susak, Brendan Malone, and Junior Perez will face right-hander Ryan Sublett, who is on the pitch. Solid performance today from Justin Robleski. Does give up three runs, but departs with a two-run advantage. Six strikeouts and no walks again. Boy, great command. Pitch down and away for ball one to Daniel Susak. Gives him 35 strikeouts and four walks on this season for the left-hander. Give up three runs on five hits. Pitch high and tight for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Susak, a couple of RBIs as an infield single and drove in a run on a bounce out. Pitch from Sublet. That'll bend over the heart of the plate for a called strike two and one. Ryan Sublet, 1-2 in 9 appearances, a 6.94 ERA. Command has been the issue. He's under a hit per inning, but 10 walks against 12 strikeouts. Swing and a miss here. Comes back with, a good backup pitch. Count goes 2-2. RBIs for Daniel, his 8th and 9th. They shade him to pull in the infield, do the drillers. Sublet's pitch, and he got him. And Daniel knew it. He was walking away before the umpire even called it, I think. Good pitch. Just spotted that on the outside edge at the knees. So Sublet with a strikeout, one down in the 6th. And here's Brendan Malone. Just mentioning 1995 and Pedro Guerrero. My goodness, that was 29 years ago, if that's possible, and I guess it is. The arithmetic says so. Pedro did not always travel with the team. He was with the Angels the entire season. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. It wasn't a rehab assignment or anything such, he nor Mike Schuler. But Pedro sometimes would travel from city to city on some method other than by bus, which I think he deserved, longtime major leaguer. Called strike here, 1-1, former World Series MVP. Played, of course, for the Dodgers, among others. But it's strange how you remember certain things. The Angels were on a trip to Tulsa, pitched down, away, and back to the screen. Those were usually two city stops. Trying to think where the other might have been North Little Rock. But Pedro decided to ride the bus on the fairly short trip between the two North Division cities on that road swing, and he regaled the bus, and everybody could pack in close enough in earshot. There's a swing and a foul back. He told stories nonstop for about 2.5 hours. It was just absolutely stunning stuff. Somebody had asked him a question, he answered it, and next thing you know, everybody crowding as close as they could to his chair and seat on the bus, and I happened to be right across from him and got the whole thing. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. So Sublet comes into the ballgame and immediately strikes out two batters, two up, two down, both on whiffs. And the batter is Junior Perez. And why in the world I remember that was a trip going to Tulsa, I have no idea, but it was. Pedro drove in the game winner in the 5th game of the Division Championship Series. That was actually West and East divisions back then. Junior Perez, 1-for-2, double, a steal, and a run scored. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Mentioned Ryan Sublet, 11 2/3 innings. We'll add in his performance here, 12 1/3, only 8 base hits, and he now has 10 walks and 14 strikeouts. This delivery way outside for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Ryan making his 2nd appearance of this series. He struggled a bit, gave up 3 runs on 2 hits and a walk in his first appearance in this set. But a couple of whiffs here. Right-hander delivers. Strike called, a dart to the outside corner. Same pitch on which he got Daniel Susak looking. Sublet from Chicago. 25-year-old right-hander, 6'2", 200 pounds. Stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss on a breaking ball, but that foul tip, and that got Diego Cartaya. Junior asking if he's okay. Don't know if the bat might have gotten him a bit in addition to the ball there. So our home plate umpire is Trevor Patience, and he will dust off or think about dusting off the plate. Apparently now he just kicked some dirt on it. I love that. Just kill a little time up there. Trevor from Laguna Niguel, California, behind home plate. Brandon Tipton from Katy, Texas at first base. And crew chief Ben Engstrand from West Des Moines, Iowa at third. Pitch swung on and missed, and Sublet whiffs the side. 1-2-3. Boy, had him reaching on a breaking ball. So Ryan Sublet, a much different performance in this inning's work. And the Drillers will take a 2-run lead to the 7th after 6 complete. Tulsa 5, Rockhounds 3.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Jose Ramos leads it off. Tyler Baum on to pitch. Tyler coming back from AAA Las Vegas. Fires boy over the top, and that one deflects off the glove of Daniel Susak. One ball, no strikes. Jose Ramos, Diego Cartaya, and Junior Fernandez. And Tyler, Brady Basso, and Royber Salinas all coming back from Las Vegas. Pitch down and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Right-hander comes set. Fires, and that's down and away, and that's ball three, so a quick 3-0 count. Tyler opening the year with the Rockhounds. He's without a win or a loss, a 4.5 ERA, just a couple of appearances. Delivers, and no, that's down low, ball four, so fastball at 94, but down in the zone, leadoff walk for Ramos. Well, Jose was 0-for-17 before he came to the plate last night and broke up the perfect game, and he's 2-for-4 with a walk since. Here's Diego Cartaya, and he takes up high. Ball one from Tyler, five pitches, and none of them finding the zone. 5-3 game, Cartaya still with the biggest swing, that's for sure. A three-run home run in the second inning. Delivery to Cartaya, and he drills that ball toward the left field corner. That ball is high, deep up, and that's going to find the left field corner. There being runners at second and third. Boy, Cartaya with another really strong swing. That was just a laser. And that touchdown right where the bullpen fence meets the high outfield wall toward that left field corner. Second and third, nobody out. Well, got in on it just a little bit. Boy, Cartaya just turned on it, kept hands inside the baseball, and drove it into that left field corner. So second and third, and nobody out. Cartaya, 2-for-4 with a home run and a strong double. Junior Fernandez, the batter, 0-for-2, but he walked and extended an on-base streak to 22. This is inside as Tyler Baum for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Right-handed hitter waits and takes, and that's down and in, and that's ball two. So a four-pitch walk and then a double on a 1-0 pitch. Tyler made nine appearances out of the bullpen for Las Vegas. He struggled there, as a lot of guys do. Check swing, did he go? And nope, they say no. Three balls, no strikes. And it was really walks. That was the issue at a 9.28 ERA, 13 hits in 10 and two-thirds, so a little over a hit per inning, but he also walked 11 batters and struck out seven. Pitch to the corner, that's a strike of the knees. Count goes 3-1.
Tyler, a guy who's listed on most of the prospect lists for the Oakland A's among the top 30. Second and third, nobody out. Fires down. Oh, got a call strike, rather. Well, Fernandez thought he had a walk. I kind of did, too, and said it's 3-2. Full count now. First base open. One man down. Tulsa trying to add to a 5-3 advantage, and they are in great position to do so. Time called as Fernandez, I think, maybe something in the eye. Jamer has got a pink sleeve on the left arm. Pink wristbands on both. Again, this Cancer Awareness Weekend. Bound comes set. 3-2 count. First base open. Not missed outside. Ball four. So they are loaded up. Two walks sandwiched around a double. And now here's Brandon Lewis. So base is loaded. And Tulsa here in great position. Brandon Lewis at the plate. Bubba Alin on deck. The 8 and 9 hitters. Lewis 0 for 3 in the ballgame, 4 for 12, though, in the series. Pitch by Baum, and that's down and in. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Tyler comes set infield at middle depth on the left side into the edge of the grass on the right side. Pitch down and away, ball two. So he has really struggled to find the zone. Went 3-0 and walked Ramos on four pitches, in fact. 1-0 before Cartaya doubled. He went 3-0 and then walked Fernandez on a 3-2. And he's 2-0 to Brandon Lewis. Stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss. A good fastball down and in at 95. Two balls, one strike. Delivers and a little chopper, and this is going to come to the plate, but he throws it away to Siler, and that's going to allow the run to score. Runners are, yep, two runners will score. So Baum charged that ball. I don't know if he had not much of a chance to get that. So the throwing error, he tried to barehand the ball and throw to the plate, but he threw well wide, so two runs score. Rockhounds have now committed three errors in this game, and that's really unusual. Good hustle by Brandon Lewis. He will get all the way to second base. That'll be a fielder's choice for Brandon Lewis. Fernandez will come to third base. And both runs score. Jose Ramos and Diego Cartaya scoring on the error. It's 7-3. Swinging a foul out of play off the bat of Bubba Alin. The count is 0-1. So three errors in this game. The two runs that David Leal allowed were both unearned. Just a swing and a miss, good off-speed pitch, and the count goes 0-2. Change up. So Fernandez at third, Lewis is on at second, two more runs across. And Tulsa now with a four-run advantage. Baum's pitch sails high and away, and the count goes 1-2. Bubba Alin 0 for 2 and was hit by a pitch. He was later caught trying to steal a base. And Baum delivers high and away for a ball. Boy, it's a struggle right now to find that zone for the right-hander. And activity has begun in the bullpen. Tomorrow is a travel day, an off day across the league. So you have a little extra flexibility perhaps with the bullpen. Baum's pitch swung on and missed. Another good changeup. Off-speed pitch got him, and Alin out on strikes. First out of the inning. Top of the order now, Alex Freeland. He's 0-2, but has reached base 2 out of 4. Was hit by a pitch twice by David Leal. Freeland, switch hitter, batting from the left side. So second and third, infield still in, just one man down. Freeland takes, just outside. Susak framing that pitch, but not quite there. One ball, no strikes. Baum's delivery, and that is going to go high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Tyler, a Florida native. Comes set at the belt, runners their leads, infield braces, pitch swung on and ripped back up the middle. That's a clean base hit. And that is going to Scott, not going to put on the stop sign, wisely so. First and third, run across, RBI single. When Freeland just laced that one right back up the middle. So Fernandez comes across to score. Third run of the inning on the second hit of the inning. Brandon Lewis stopping at third base. RBI for Freeland, his second since joining the ball club earlier this week. And Paul Abbott, now Rockhounds pitching coach, will come back out for a visit. No conversation at the mound, and always a tough thing when you've gone up a level and have struggled and you come back to Double A, and of course it's just the nature of the game. Happens to a lot of guys, but you have to deal with it. There's the mental side of that. And for Tyler, a really rough outing here. A couple of walks, a couple of hits, and a throwing error. And a base hit by Freeland makes this an 8-3 lead now for the Drillers. Taylor Young to the plate. He's 1-for-4, and Griffin Lockwood Powell on deck. First and third, the runners. At least one of the runs, perhaps two now earned. Pitch swung on and missed as Young chases one to the dirt. No balls, no strike. And Taylor drops his bat. But we won't tell anybody. So he asks for time and steps out for a moment. Now steps back in, taps the dish. No balls, no strike to count. Baum comes set, runners at the corners. Runner going for first base, pitch is taken. Boy, that's a called strike and a steal all the way. So Freeland steals second base. Second and third, the runners. County is 0-2 to Taylor Young. Pitch by Baum, fastball. That ball hit high to left field, and going back is Colby Thomas, and he'll make the catch right against the base of the wall. That will easily drive home the run from third base. Brandon Lewis scores. So Taylor Young drives that ball on an 0-2 pitch. That's a really good swing. Sacrifice fly to deep left field, right to the base of the wall. Should have been the third out of the inning, but that will drive home another run. So 9-3 the score. And Tulsa now has scored a half dozen unanswered in this game. Griffin Lockwood Powell, the batter. Ground ball back up the middle, and boy, a diving stop by Stahidi. Throws, picks to Winkler, and the throw is in time for the out. I tripped all over it, but that was sensational. Going to watch again. Stahidi dives, flips out of the glove to Winkler, who relays to first for the out. I will ask Gregorio about that one tomorrow, and I'll tell you why in a moment. It was very much reminiscent of a play he made as a member of the Hounds. That is tremendous defense. Saheed, I owe you a better call than that. Jack, I owe you a better call than that. 4-6-3 and a beauty. Seventh inning stretch. Tulsa in command, 9-3.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Well, that play, the Hounds just turned, looked good when we saw it live, even though I tripped all over it. Looked even better on the replay. Got a second look at it. Saheed Valenzuela, second baseman, ranging to his right. He dove for the ball on the shortstop side of the bag. Flipped from his glove to Jack Winkler, the shortstop, who made the play behind the bag at second, threw to first base just in time to get
Griffin Lockwood Powell. Just a tremendous play. I saw Gregorio applauding that. He made a play that was, well, boy, I don't know. I'm going to ask Gregorio tomorrow to compare the two because sensational. But Gregorio played here 2007, I want to say. I hope that's right. Go to the bottom of the seventh, and here it is, Saheed. So the guy who makes that great play leads it off, tries to bunt his way on, but fouls it away. Gregorio and Cliff Pennington, who went on to play in the big leagues, were both playing for the Hounds only for a very few days were they on the team together. Both really good middle infielders. The pitch to Saheed swung on and missed 0-2. He's 0 for 2 in the ball game and down to the count 0-2 here to Ryan Sublett. Denzel Clark waiting on deck. Jose Mujica will follow in the Rockhound seventh inning. And a ball hit on one hop went right past the pitcher, but handled by the shortstop. Freeland throw to first for the out. One man down. A ball was hit up the middle with Gregorio playing at second base and Cliff Pennington playing shortstop. Boy, I hope I didn't get that backwards. If I did, Gregorio will remind me. But Gregorio ranged behind the bag at second base, made the play, flipped from his glove to Cliff Pennington, who barehanded the throw from the outfield grass and threw to first base for an out. Called strike, 0-1 to Denzel. A sack fly and a strikeout for Denzel in this ballgame. Gregorio is in his first year now managing the Rockhounds, and as such, pitched down and away for a ball. He was one of our guests at our winter sports banquet. And I decided I would introduce him by describing that play and then indicating that the guy who made the play was to my left and the new manager of the Rockhounds, pitch down and away, 2-1. So I asked Gregorio when I first saw him if he remembered the play. But that's a long time ago, and he's played in the big leagues ever since, or played in the big leagues after that, of course. Remembered it clear as day. Swinging a number of foul at the plate, 2-2. Hounds turned a triple play last year, started by Chase Cohen, that actually made the ESPN top 10. And that, I think, probably is, and again, triple plays, of course, are few and far between. That's probably overall the best play that you and I have seen. But I really think the Gregorio Petit Cliff Pennington play was right behind it. And, yep, he remembered it clearly. I've got to talk to Gregorio tomorrow or Tuesday in Springfield about that. Line drive, right side base hit for Denzel Clark. That will get down, and that will be extra bases. This might be three. Yes, it will. Well, he'll get the third standing up. Gregorio will hold him there. So Denzel Clark, boy, you love that. Inside out, just a line drive. Kid is really strong. Drove down a low line drive, and it got all the way to the wall, and Denzel can flat out run. So triple in the gap to right center field, and Denzel Clark, boy, you pack that on the bus ride upcoming after this game. Don't know if we'll change the outcome of this one, but a really good swing, and Denzel at third base with one man down, the batter Jose Mujica. Takes a good breaking pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike, 0-1. Jose 0 for 2. He's popped to short and bounced to third. Stretch and pitch. Swing and a miss really fooled him. A sweeping breaking pitch from Sublett. And Jose chased it down and away 0-2, and he'll ask for time. Top of the order. Cooper Bowman on deck. Last of the seventh. Tulsa leading at 9-3. The 0-2 pitch swung on, bounced to third base, but foul, and Gregorio will handle that nicely. Count stays 0-2 to the Hounds DH, Jose Mujica. There is activity now in both bullpens. Sublett comes set, delivers a swing and a miss. Boy, had him chasing three breaking pitches, so Mujica out on strikes. Nope, two men down. Again, had the three-hit ball game. It was last time out, but again, he has seen very, very little pitching above the low A level, as Jose, so it's a challenge to be sure. Batter is Cooper Bowman. 2 for 3, couple of singles, 2 steals, 2 runs scored. His last time out ripped the line drive, but well within the reach of Jose Ramos in center field. Cooper takes, strike called outside half, 0-1. Breeze has become very gentle, really hasn't been very strong this afternoon by West Texas standards at all. 0-1 pitch. When that got there, strike at the knees. Cooper a bit surprised at the call. Just got there on the outside edge, 0-2. Flags are very gently unfurling and got behind the left center field wall. 0-2 count. 1 on and 2 men down. Sublet with a twist and pitch that's down and away for a ball. Count 1 and 2. Cooper with 2 stolen bases in this game now has 13. He and Junior Perez both among the top 4 in the Texas League in that category. 1-2 pitch, fouls that away. Reached for it, protected the outside half of the plate. Count stays 1 and 2. I owe you a little non-Googleable trivia. We'll maybe bump that to the top of the 8th. We'll see what Cooper does with this plate appearance. Right-handed hitter straight away in the box. Sublet with the stretch. Twist in the pitch. Down and away for a ball. Sublet, that really unique setup. He leans in, gets the sign, and then as he sets up the lead foot, the left foot, he picks it up and sets it back down 3 times, right to left as you and I look at it, from the first base to the third base side. Has the sign, step 1, step 2, step 3. Comes set and delivers. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop, handled by Freeland. Sets up and throws, and this time Cooper is out, beat out an infield single earlier in this game. No runs, but 1 hit, and that was a nice swing of the bat by Denzel Clark, who drives a triple. But Tulsa in command of the series finale. We go to the top half of the 8th, Drillers 9, the Rockhounds 3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Tulsa 9 and the Rockhounds 3. We go to the top half of the 8th inning. Colin Palouse will come out of the Rockhounds bullpen. And he'll face the middle third of the order, beginning with Austin Beck, then Jose Ramos and Diego Cartaya. Rough inning for Tyler Baum and his return to the Rockhounds to give up 4 runs in the 7th inning. I'm going to check on earned and unearned. Tulsa 9 runs on 8 hits, no errors. 9-8-0 for Tulsa. They have left 9 men on base. Rockhounds have 3 runs on 6 hits and 3 errors in this game. That is really unusual. But those are the numbers on this afternoon. 9-8-0 for Tulsa, 3-6-3 for the Rockhounds as Austin Beck now heads toward the dish. Check on Tyler Baum's numbers just to be sure. Tyler goes 1 inning. 2 hits, 4 runs, and 2 of them are earned. Got one right. 2 walks and a strikeout. So here is Colin now and Austin Beck to face him. Right-handed hitter swings, fouls one away. Count is 0-1. Austin 2 for 3. Couple of singles and a walk with a run scored. He struck out his last time up. David Leal did not give you his numbers, went 3 innings, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, but they are all unearned. 2 strikeouts, he hit 3 batters. Pop foul out of play off Austin Beck's bat, end count 0-2. Tulsa closing in on the second win in this series before they head home. It's interesting, the Drillers are 5-11 at home, so they'll look to turn that around when Wichita comes calling beginning on Tuesday at One Oak Field. Pitch high for a ball, 1-2 to Austin Beck. The Hounds, as we have mentioned, on their way to Springfield, Missouri after this ball game. The 1-2 stretch, pitch by Palouse, swung on and popped foul, but that'll get out of play. Right side, still 1-2 to Austin Beck. That one come down on the roof. Springfield team the Hounds will face has been really good offensively. They've got a couple of outstanding arms as well. Tink Hemp's one of those, the high prospect for the Cardinals. Here's a swing and a miss, pitch down and away, and Beck is out on strikes. So Colin Palouse comes in, gets a strike out of Austin Beck, one man down. And here is Jose Ramos. Well, I don't mean this literally, of course, but the villain of the piece last night. Swinging a foul back, and the count is 0-1. Just crazy how stuff works. Rockhounds were bidding for the first perfect game in franchise history. Would have been the first nine-inning no-hitter in franchise history, as well as a perfect game. Ramos broke it up with an 0-2 pitch with one out in the top of the ninth inning. As he swings and bounces this one foul wide at third. Said it a little bit earlier in the broadcast, had it not been the type of game it was, the Hounds leading 14-0, and Bubba Alin called upon the pitch, vacated his spot in center field, Ramos took it, and that meant he replaced the DH in the lineup. That was the second spot in the ninth inning, and he got a base hit. Check swing, did he go? Not sure if that was a foul ball or not. I believe it was count 0-2 to Ramos. And again, so ironic, he was 0-17 in the series. And his first hit of the set breaks up a potential perfect game. 0-2 pitch, foul away. Count stays 0-2. Jose, who was a native of Panama, 6'2", 205. Those hands up high, really waggles that bat. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Chased one up and maybe out of the zone. And for Jose, that is strikeout number 50 in 116 ABs. Strikeouts now for Colin Palouse, and here is Diego Cartaya. He's had a really good ball game. 3-run home run in the second. He's walked, lined out sharply to left, and doubled into the left field corner. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-0. So he's drawn one walk, and boy, the other three swings of the bat, he has really ripped the ball. The line drive that Colby Thomas caught was well hit. The home run got out of here, a high drive to left, and the double into the left field corner was just a laser. 1-0 count, Cartaya waits, swings and sends another line drive to center. This will sink, or to left, this will sink and drop for a base hit. Well, for Diego Cartaya, look, as far as the Drillers' perspective, talked about the Hounds have some bats that have been coming around after slow starts, and Cartaya hitting just 133 coming into this game, but he's a top 30 prospect, and he has swung the bat well in this game. That's 3-for-4, a line drive out, and a walk. One on and two men down for Jainer Fernandez. 0-for-2 with a pair of walks and a run scored. Swings and pops one foul out of play out to the right, 0-1. Brandon Lewis would be next. Fernandez waits, and here's the pitch on the way from Colin. Good breaking pitch. Swung on and missed, count is 0-2. Mitch and Frisco rained out at home today. Again, they have really been hot of late. That's going to drive them nuts to get rained out against San Antonio. believe they will make that game up. Game is postponed rather than canceled. 0-2 pitch, and that sliced foul out of play. Wichita is thumping Arkansas 9-1. That game at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas, and Springfield leading Northwest Arkansas 4-3. Cardinals looking to go 10 games over 500 before they head home to host the Hounds. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Palouse. Up and in, count 1-2. And Amarillo and Corpus Christi will play this evening. 5:05 start time at the beach. It's been a low-scoring series between those two ball clubs. Stretch by Collin, 1-2 the count, one on and two men down. Pitch way up and away, count 2-2. Collin Palouse out of the Rockhounds bullpen, his seventh appearance, 1-1 with a 3.60 ERA. Right-hander set, delivers, breaking pitch, and that's hit to first base and handled right at the shoe tops by Brennan Malone. Soft low line drive to first base, glove by Brennan, and we are bound for the bottom half of the eighth inning. No runs on a two-out base hit. No errors and one man left on base. So we are bound for the bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Tulsa Drillers in this series finale out in front. Tulsa 9, Rockhounds 3.
Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Right-hander Juan Murillo on to pitch for Tulsa. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Jack Winkler leads it off. 1-2, a steal. He's also been hit by a pitch in this game. Murillo, right-hander. First delivery called strike. There in the inside part of the plate. No balls and one strike. Winkler, Colby Thomas, and Daniel Susak. In the eighth inning, the Drillers in the lead with a half dozen. By a half dozen, I should say. 9-3. Pitch down and away, 1-1. Murillo makes his 11th appearance. High ERA, 7.36 out of the Tulsa bullpen. Swinging a ball hit in the air to left field. It's going to run out of steam, and there to make the catch on the edge of the track is Bubba Alim. Fly ball to deep left, handled. One man down in the eighth, here's Colby Thomas. Colby 0-3. Basically, for Murillo, he has hadn't given up a ton, really. Not what you would think for a nearly 7.5 ERA. 12 hits in 11 innings. A swing and a miss. Colby chases one down and away 0-1. But 8 walks and 10 strikeouts. Well, you had in those walks, and that's a 1.82 whip, and that is tough to get by on. Ground ball to third base, handled by Taylor. Throw over to first base, Taylor Young that is, and it's two men down. Colby Thomas 0-4 in this game. The batter is Daniel Susak. 1-3, RBI single, RBI bounce up. Boy, whiffed on non-Googleable predictions. Talking about the terrific defensive play the Rockhounds made. Just a quick one, L.A. Dodgers game, 2004. It's considered one of the most remarkable at-bats in big league history, and it really was cool. Here's Susak. Daniel swings, fouls it back. Alex Cora, then playing, was at the plate at Dodger Stadium, and he fouled back a pitch or two or three or more. How many consecutive pitches, to the delight of the Dodger Stadium crowd, how many consecutive foul balls did Alex Cora foul away? How many consecutive pitches did he foul off? And by the way, he followed that up with a home run. 0-2 to Susak as he fouls one back. Pitch, boy, called strike. Check me, 1-2. 1-2 to count. Right-handed hitter, couple of RBIs mentioned. 8th and 9th of the season. Swings, ground ball up middle. That's a base hit. Past a diving effort by Janer Fernandez. Daniel Susak, 2-for-4 in this game. And again, it's just a starting point to that average. Was in the low 100s for a good portion of this season. Daniel came into the game at precisely 200. He's 2-for-4 in the game. So one on and two men down. Brendan Malone, the batter. Brendan lined out sharply to third. In his first at bat, has struck out twice since. A check swing had him fooled. It's 0-1. Murillo, the 90-mile-an-hour pitch, but it just tied Brendan up. Murillo out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. Right-hander's pitch. Sent high in the air to center field. Going back and still back. Over the shoulder. That ball is over the head of the center fielder. Ramos couldn't get there. And that's going to drive home a run. Brendan Malone with a double to straightaway center field. A couple of baseballs have gone that way this afternoon. The wind is blowing outward. Remember that Junior Perez made a catch on the ball that Taylor Young hit back in the third inning that just kept going and going. And so did this one. So Brendan Malone, who's had a really good series, RBI double. Susak was running with two men down, so he scores with ease. In steps Junior, and he will take a called strike. It's 0-1. RBI for Brendan Malone is his 15th. He has been quietly really productive. Scored 23 runs, says Brendan Malone. Pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. So a couple of base hits in the inning. A run across. It's a 9-4 game. Delivery to Junior outside for a ball. Count goes 2-1. On this date, 2004, Dodger Stadium, Alex Cora had an 18-pitch at-bat. It was an at-bat. He homered on the end of it. Delivery called. Strike of the knees, 2-2. And before hitting the home run, and apparently they put the number up on the scoreboard at Dodger Stadium because the fans went crazy with each one. Alex Cora fouled off 14 pitches and then hit a home run. Absolutely remarkable stuff. One of the more remarkable ABs in big league history. Fouled off 14 consecutive pitches from Matt Clement of the Chicago Cubs. Delivery down and away, nicely backhanded, picked by Diego Cartaya. Full count to Perez. One on and two out in the eighth inning. I said this many times, one of my favorite at-bats ever, and it wasn't a playoff at-bat. Wasn't a particularly, significant AB other than just being really cool. 1-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? Nope, did not. So that's ball four. The drillers definitely thought that was a check swing strike. Dugout reacting to it. I'm not sure Junior didn't think he was out on that, but instead it's a base on balls, two men on. With two men down, here's Saeed. He's 0 for 3. Cannot remember the year. I think it was 1998, the last of the Angels year. Really, we get a visit to the mound here. Really good kid named Randy Benton I don't know that he got past double A. Brandy was a utility type of player. But he had a hit streak going, and it's bizarre how you remember certain things out of, what, 30-plus years doing this. But it was a game at San Antonio, and Randy got a significant hit streak going, and he got two strikes in the count. Now, I don't know in the Alex Cora at bat, I should have looked, whether those were all two-strike foul balls. But Randy Betton got down in the count with two strikes in the count. He fouled off 13 two-strike pitches and singled to right. I love that at bat. At San Antonio. Here's Saheed now, 2-1 and 2. I pitch down and in. Another good stop by Cartaya. One ball, no strikes. And it didn't affect a pennant racer. Involved in this case, a future big leaguer. Just a good guy and a remarkable at bat. I want to think that one was 17 pitches, if I remember total, but he fouled off 13 with two strikes. Pitch down and in. Two balls, no strikes to Saheed. He has struck out, popped out to second, and bounced to short. 2 for 10 since joining the club this week from the Arizona complex. 2-0 pitch. Woo! Way up and in, and a turn away from that. Woo! That'll get your attention. Three balls, no strikes from Murillo. Well, Hounds are down by a handful, but 2-on, 2-out. 3-0 count to Saheed Valenzuela, and Denzel Clark is on deck. Not your usual number 8 hitter. Pitch from Murillo, and that is inside, ball 4. So they are loaded up for Denzel. A couple of walks from Murillo in the inning. Again, walks have been an issue. Now the Drillers, of course, thought that Perez should have been out on strikes in the inning over. But instead, a visit to the mound here. That will be joined by the battery, the infield, and the pitching coach, along with Juan Murillo. With nobody on and two men down, Daniel Susak, a base hit up the middle. Brendan Malone, the double to the base of the track that got the wall on one hop and straightaway center field. Ball really carrying the center in this game. That drove home a run. With two outs, Susak was running, scored with ease, and now a couple of walks and bases are loaded. Denzel at the plate, Jose Mujica is on deck. It's 9-4, Tulsa. And Denzel stands in. Sacrifice fly in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth and tripled to right center field his last time up. Bases full. Stretch and pitch by Murillo. Strike on the outside half. 0-1. Denzel, those hands up high, points that bat almost straight to the sky. Set by Murillo, pitch to Denzel, bounced that one foul. It was a good pitch, got in on him and tied him up a little bit, 0-2 the count. Ball, I think, also got a lefty out, got Cartaya. So he will be attended to here. I've said it 2 or 3 times, but Jesse Guffey is the athletic trainer. And he will come out and attend to Diego Cartaya here. Scott Hennessy, the Tulsa manager, also coming out. Don't know that we got a second look where that got Diego, but certainly some concern in addition to Jesse Guffey. Let's see what we're going to have here. They're asking something from the dugout. Bench coach Ronnie Paulino is also out there. Just maybe a glass. Yeah, they just want a sip of water for him. So Cartaya just trying to shake it off. And again, don't know where that ball got him, but still being attended to. Bases are loaded. An 0-2 count to Denzel, and Cartaya will stay in the game. So he gets a nice round of applause. Meantime, Juan Murillo having a lengthy conversation with crew chief Ben Engstrand. 0-2 count to Denzel. Two men down, bases loaded. 9-4 Tulsa. Bottom of the 8th inning. The no ball, 2-strike stretch. Murillo with a leg kick and a pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Yep, Denzel Allen strikes a couple of strikeouts in this game to go with a triple and the sacrifice fly. So Rockhounds get a run on two base hits, two walks, no errors, and they will strand three base runners in this game. So we're bound for the top half of the ninth inning series finale here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And after eight complete, Tulsa leads it by the score of 9-4.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top half of the ninth inning, the Drillers with a 9-4 advantage. Brandon Lewis leads it off against Colin Palouse. Second inning of work for Colin. A pitch of breaking ball swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Bubba Alin, and then back to the top of the order for a sixth time with Alex Freeland. Swinging a win, never found a barrel of the bat, just came flying out of that. Boy, Brandon Lewis still has most of the baseball bat in his hand, but boy, just a chunk of the barrel came flying out. So the count is 0-2 to the Tulsa first baseman. Brandon 0-4 reached on a fielder's choice, which involved an error his last time up and scored. That four-run inning in the seventh is awfully big. That really changes the complexion of the game. Pitch, boy, that's a high strike, and Lewis is out. He's not real sure about that. He'll say something. Don't know that I blame him at all on that. Boy, that pitch looked as high, if not higher, than anything we've seen called a strike this afternoon, but he is out on strikes. And Bubba Alin is the batter. We have seen entertaining position players pitch over the course of the years, and boy, I don't know that anybody more entertaining than Bubba. Pitch outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Velocity range yesterday in his ninth inning, or I'm sorry, bottom of the eighth inning on the mound, it ranged from 51 to 90. A 1-0 pitch, and that ball hit in the air, left center field. Perez on the move, and Junior will make the catch in shallow left center. So two men down. Rockhounds need five in the ninth inning. Jose Mujica in the top of the order. Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler to give it a go. There has been activity, I think still activity in the Tulsa bullpen. Yep, left-hander is warming up. I believe that is Christian Suarez. We shall see. Nobody on, two men out. Here is Alex Freeland. Check swing. Well, pitch just outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Freeland 1-for-3. As a single, has been hit by a pitch twice. Stolen base, a run, and a ribby. Pass ball from Colin outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. infield plays a switch hitter, batting from the left side here, plays him to pole pretty solidly so. Cooper Bowman basically playing shortstop. 2-0 pitch, that's down and away. Ball three, three balls, no strikes. Taylor Young would be next here in the Tulsa ninth inning. Freeland tapping the left shoulder with that pink-barreled bat. Pitch from Palouse called strike down the middle, 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Freeland has been at the top of the order in the second half of this series. Taylor Young was the leadoff guy for the first three. The 3-1 pitch, and that's fouled away. So a full count now, 3-2. Nobody on, two out, top of the ninth inning. Freeland will ask for time and step out. Rewraps his batting gloves. Alex from Louisville, Kentucky. 1-for-3 in this ball game. He comes set, so does Palouse. 2 out of the ninth inning. Pitch swung, lifted high in the air. Right center field, drifting over is Perez, and that ball will be gloved near the track in deep right center. So the inning does indeed come to an end. But Tulsa closing in on a victory here in this final game of the set. Rockhounds need 5 to keep this one going. And we'll go to the bottom half of the ninth inning after 8.5 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Tulsa 9 to the Rockhounds 4.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Left-hander Christian Suarez joining the Drillers this week, and he will make his second appearance of this series. Left-hander on to try to close this out. 5-run advantage for the Drillers. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Suarez went an inning and a third in his previous outing. No hits. Walked 2, struck out 1. Did not give up any damage. We'll face Jose Mujica, Cooper Bowman, and Jack Winkler as we go to the last half of the ninth inning. Hounds won the first three games of this series. Tulsa came back and won game 4. And then, of course, last night, with a tale of 2 ball games to be sure. The 14-0 game with the near perfect game. But the Drillers rebounding nicely, and they lead this one 9-4. Rockhounds have chipped in with 3 errors in this game. And now Jose Mujica leads it off. 0-for-3 in this one. The DH in the number 9 spot. That's ball from Suarez down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Christian from Maracay, Venezuela, as is his catcher, Diego Cartaya. Left-hander sets, delivers. Pitch up high for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Cartaya now 3-for-10 as a member of the Rockhounds. 2-0 pitch, and that's down and into the shoe tops. Ball 3, 3 balls and no strikes. Boy, bright sun shining now through most of this ball game. It was a dome of gray when we started, but a gorgeous afternoon. Pitch, that's a high strike. Jose thought he had a walk. 3 balls and 1 strike to count. Right-handed hitter set to go. The left-hander Suarez from the stretch. Hands in the letters. A big leg kick, and the pitch swung on and fouled away. Count is full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mojica looped out to shortstop in the second inning, bounced to third in the fifth, and struck out swinging in the seventh inning. 3-2 offering now from Christian Suarez. A pitch on the way, and that is sent in left field toward the corner. That ball will drop kind of a soft line drive, but almost sticks like a pitching wedge. Mojica will stop at first base. Jose Mojica, he's 4-for-11. Again, remember, this kid has played very, very little above the low A level, so he gets himself a base hit, one on with nobody down, trying to get something going. Juan Murillo goes one inning, gives up 2 base hits, 1 run. It was earned. He walked 2. Struck out 1 batter. Now here's Cooper Bowman. Cooper, 2-for-4. Pitch from the lefty Suarez down and in for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Cooper a single to left field, leading off the bottom of the first. Stole second and scored on the infield single by Daniel Susak. Had an infield single just strictly on hustle and speed. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 2-0. Beat out a ground ball to third base in the third inning. He was then part of a double steal with Jack Winkler and scored on a bounce out by Daniel Susak. His hardest hit ball of the game was an out. He lined out sharply to center field. Takes strike what just got there outside edge. 2 balls and 1 strike. Bounced out to shortstop routinely his last time, but 2-for-4 in this game for Cooper. Set by Suarez. Pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. Well, the pitch went down and in on the right-hand hitter. Cooper, by the way, summarily covered in dirt, basically, the front of that uniform from a couple of thieveries in this game, his 12th and 13th of the season. Full count. Delivery, and that will drop low. And that got away. Mojica going to try to get down to second, and he goes. It is now a 3-2 count. And a wild pitch on Suarez. Mojica advances. Full count, first base open, nobody down. Top of the order up there. And Hounds down by 5 in the last half of the ninth inning. Jack Winkler on deck, Colby Thomas in the hole. Suarez set. Mojica walking off second base with the lead. Pitch to Cooper, and that's inside for ball 4. So it's 2 men on and nobody down. And the batter is Jack Winkler with Colby Thomas on deck. Again, for Cooper, his base hit way back in the first inning. And he has a couple of hits in the game, but extending his hit streak now to 10 games. And he's been on base 3 out of 5 in this one. Visit to the mound again from one of the pitching coaches for the Drillers, Ryan Denick, and Dunno Linger are the two pitching coaches. Again, neither wearing the jersey, they wear the windbreakers, as a lot of the pitching coaches do. So Jack Winkler will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3 with a single. Struck out in the first, singled and stole a base, part of that double steal in the third inning. Hit by a pitch in the fifth, and flew out to deep left field his last time up. Runner at second is Jose Mojica. Runner at first, Cooper Bowman. Tulsa 9, Rockhounds 5. Pitching coach now, the conversation over. Winkler stands in. Left-hander comes set. Suarez with the stretch and pitch. Right down the middle. Called strike going 1. Winkler coming into the game at a solid 295. Rocks that bat a little as he waits. Takes. Boy, good breaking pitch inside corner. Just above the knees, 0-2. Jack looking back and asking something. If home plate umpire Trevor Patience now asking for time. Now we rewrap those bright orange batting gloves that he's wearing. The outfield really shallow for Winkler. Not much breeze, and what there is blowing outward, but Austin Beck playing very shallow, really all the way around. A little tiny bit deeper in left field with Bubba Aleem. Pitch to Winkler down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. So Suarez starting this inning with a little flare base hit from Jose Mujica. Went to second on a wild pitch, then Cooper Bowman walked. Two on, nobody down. 1-2 count. Winkler waits. Pitch way up and away for a ball. Pitch really slipped off the fingertips. Two balls, two strikes. Jack shares the team lead with 20 runs driven in. Has two men on base here with nobody down. Stretch and pitch by Suarez. Swung on that ball. Hit high in the air to right field. They out and played shallow. This ball's going to do some damage. That's going to find the base of the wall. Deep right center field. Going to wave both runners. Here come two runners to the plate almost in tandem. And it's a two-run double for Jack Winkler. Jose Mujica, and I mean on his heels, was Cooper Bowman. Jack Winkler, a two-run double. Rockhounds not going gentle into that good afternoon. And Jack Winkler has taken over the team lead in RBIs with 22. I don't know that anybody would have gotten to that ball, but boy, the Drillers had him played shallow. And now Scott Hennessy's going to come out, and that's going to be it for Suarez, who faces three batters, gives up two singles, or two base hits, rather, single, double, and a walk. And Suarez's day is done just that quickly. So it is now a 9-6 game. So this is a save scenario with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. In the last half of the ninth inning, Suarez does not retire a batter. Two base hits, two runs, is responsible for Winkler on its second. One walk, one wild pitch, no strikeouts. So this game getting far too interesting for Scott Hennessy's liking, and they'll go to the bullpen. Well, the Drillers. Get a right-hander on out of the pen. As soon as the conversation breaks up, we will identify said pitcher. Colby Thomas will be the batter, with Daniel Susak on deck. Yeah, I thought it was Sorin Lau, and it was. He has already been really good in this series. So Sorin Lau comes in to try to close this one down, and it will be a save situation. Lau comes into this game making his 11th appearance. He has one save in as many opportunities. Just a really solid 2.63 earned run average. And his other numbers are every bit that good, if not better. 13 and two-thirds innings, 13 hits, so right at a hit per inning. He's only walked four, and he struck out 16 batters. So he will face Colby Thomas, with Daniel Susak on deck, Brendan Malone in the hole. It's now 9-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning, and nobody out. So Lau now has completed his warm-up tosses. Dominican Republic native. Big right-hander, 6'3", 215. 24 years of age out of the Dominican. And Colby Thomas will face him. Colby 0 for 4 in the game. Plants those bright pink spikes he's wearing on this Cancer Awareness Day. Batting gloves to match as he sets up. Runner in scoring position. Pitch to Colby outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Hounds led briefly in this game, 1-0. Tulsa responded with the Diego Cartaya three-run home run in the third, or second rather. Swing and a miss by Colby, 1-1. Hounds got single runs in the second and third to tie it. The Drillers immediately broke that tie in the fourth, couple of errors contributing. They have not trailed since. The lead now down to 3. Colby swings and pops one up. first baseman, I believe, will make this play. Yes, he will. There to go, but it is Lockwood Powell. So, Colby Thomas wouldn't take a caller all that often, but he's 0-for-5 in this game. One on and one out for Daniel Susak. Brendan Malone on deck. So Soren Lau comes in and gets a pop out from a very dangerous hitter in Colby Thomas, number two hitter in terms of home runs in the league. Daniel Susak is 2-for-4. Running two ribbies, a swing and he fouls this one away. A little behind the pitch by Lau. Fastball at 95. 0-1 count. Jack Winkler takes the walking lead off second base, 9-6. Tulsa leads one out in the ninth inning. Pitch to Daniel, fouled straight back, 0-2. Again, came right at him, 95 again. 0-2 the count. This ball game been going on a while. A lot of base runners in this game. Hounds have one man on with one man down. 0-2 pitch to Susak, and a line went up the middle of base hit. Going to hold the runners first and third. Daniel Susak with a three-hit ball game. And that's on an 0-2 pitch. That is a really good AB. We talked a lot about Cooper Bowman and Daniel Susak the last couple of weeks for Cooper, the last week or so for Daniel. Boy, both have really had some good swings. Cooper is a top 20 prospect. Daniel Susak, top 10 at least among the Oakland A's. And Denzel Clark, likewise, he's top 5 and top 3. Denzel has shown signs of coming around. Daniel and Cooper Bowman have really bumped their averages up of late. First and third are the runners. Here's Brendan Malone, takes a good backup pitch off speed, but it got in there for a called strike. Wasn't way off speed, but just a little bit at 88 miles an hour, but fluttered in over the inside corner, 0-1. Brennan, 1-for-4 with an RBI double. He represents the tying run at the plate. Stretch and pitch, swing and a miss, good breaking ball away. Really good mix of pitches right there. Started him with a backup pitch in, breaking pitch away, 0-2 count to Malone. They shade him solidly up the middle with second baseman Jainer Fernandez do the drillers. Taylor Young, not a no-doubles defense, but shading the line at third. Pitch to Malone, down and away, count 1-2. Brendan's RBI earlier in this game was his 15th. And coming in the eighth inning, that made it a 9-4 game. 1-2 count, 2-1 and one man down. Junior Perez, by the way, on deck. The pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him. Brendan Malone chased that one down and away. That's a really good mix of pitches by the right-hander. Soren Lau really had Brendan off balance most of that AB. So it comes down to this. There are two or three guys in this ball club you'd like to have at the plate with an opportunity to do some damage with one swing, and Junior Perez is one of those guys. He's 1-for-3 with a double, a steal, a couple of strikeouts, and a walk. Pitch to Perez, takes right down the chute, called strike, 0-1. Junior, 5 home runs, 15 driven in. First and third with two men down, tying run at the plate, last of the ninth inning. Center pitch by Soren Lau, and that gets their inside corner. Not really wild about that. Pitch just got the inside edge above the knees. Count 0-2. So advantage here to the right-hander. Soren Lau comes set long looking for the sign and now will step away. Time was called. Jack Winkler at third base. Daniel Susak at first. 9-6 the score. Two out, ninth inning. Lau comes set. 0-2 count. Perez waits, pitch to Junior, swing and a miss. Got him to chase one away, and the ball game will come to an end. You know, nobody moved for the drillers right after that third strike. Folks, that, honest, that's three outs. So Soren Lau comes in, does give up a base hit, but then comes back and, well, a good mix of pitches. He had both Brendan Vallone and Junior Perez really reaching for breaking pitches away. So Soren Lau will pick up the save in this ballgame. As he'll go two-thirds. Actually, he goes the entire ninth inning. Suarez did not get it out. Soren Lau comes in, picks up the save, and the Drillers will board the bus with a victory in this Sunday afternoon game. Rockhounds win the series 4-2, but the Drillers claim Sunday afternoon by the final score of 9-6. So we'll tip our caps to both ball clubs. Safe travels to both, and we'll give you totals in just a couple of moments from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Final score, Tulsa 9, Rockhounds 6.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Tulsa earns this victory by the final score of 9-6. And the totals on the afternoon for the Drillers, 9 runs on 9 base hits. Check the electronic box, just make sure that is correct. Sunday afternoons being wonderful, but a very quick turnaround, so I want to make sure my arithmetic is correct. 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Drillers, 9-9-0. Rockhounds had 6 runs, 11 hits, and also committed 3 errors. And when you go back and look at this ballgame, unearned runs were definitely a factor. Rockhounds have been a very good defensive club near the top of the Texas League all season long, and not today, however, with a 3-error ball game, 6-11-3. The Drillers stranded 10 base runners in the ballgame. The Rockhounds left 9 men on base. One home run, and it is big. It's a 3-run ball game, and when all is said and done, Diego Cartaya's 3-run home run in the second inning pretty well stands as the difference in this game. The winning pitcher is Justin Robleski. Gave up 3 runs and 5 hits in 5 innings, but he will claim the victory in this ball game. He is now 2-1. Weber Salinas will take the loss. He falls to 2-2 on the season. Well, I'm sorry, David Leal takes the loss. Would you forgive me? He came in a tie game. I beg your pardon. David Leal will take the loss. I actually had that on my card and misspoke. So Robleski the win, 2-1, and the loss will go to David Leal. The ERA actually went down, but he will take the loss and falls to 1-1 in the game. And Soren Lau does indeed pick up the save by getting the last 3 outs of the ballgame in the bottom half of the ninth inning. I think everything is actually final on the electronic box check time and attendance. Boy, good bunch last night of better than 5,000. This game played in 2 hours, 53 minutes of baseball daylight time. 2,767 on hand for Sunday afternoon on this Mother's Day. Take a quick look at this ball game. Check where these ball clubs are headed to in just a couple of moments. Tulsa wins the Sunday afternoon series finale. The Drillers 9, the Rockhounds 6. Back in just a moment when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rockhounds and the Drillers, their first of 2 meetings on the season, are now in the books. Hounds and Drillers will meet later this season at 1-0 Field. Glad that the Hounds actually have a trip to Tulsa on the schedule this year. They didn't have that opportunity last year. Love going to One Oak Field. It's one of the great ballparks, to be sure. So these teams will meet later on in this season. Rockhounds take 4 out of 6. They are now 21-12 with a loss today. So Hounds aboard the bus a half game behind Frisco in the Texas League South. Rough Riders were rained out at home today against San Antonio. And the Hounds will be in Frisco a week from Tuesday. And it's a very challenging road trip is about to begin. Hounds got on the board early in this game. Cooper Bowman, a leadoff single, bottom of the first inning, stole second, scored on an infield single by Daniel Susak. But a game that really is a three-run game decided, if you will, at least you can say it from one perspective, a three-run home run in the second inning. Diego Cartaya. Austin Beck led off with a single. Jose Ramos followed with a sharp single to left. And Cartaya took an 0-1 pitch high over the left field wall. Three-run home run. It was 3-1 Tulsa. Hounds came back with single runs in the second and third innings. Junior Perez, a double and a steal. Denzel Clark brought him home with a sac fly. Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler set the table, including a double steal with back-to-back singles and then the double thievery. And Daniel Susak's bounce out tied the game at 3 apiece. Rockhounds committed 2 errors in the fourth inning. That led to 2 runs for the Drillers. They led it 5-3 and did not relent. A 4-run seventh inning, and again, an error was big in that inning as well. Throwing error by pitcher Tyler Baum. And that 4-run inning, much like the Cartaya 3-run home run, you can look at it from either perspective, but that 4-run inning was awfully big as well. Made it a 9-4 game. Rockhounds came getting a run to get within 9-4 in the last of the eighth inning, a 2-out single by Daniel Susak and a double to straightaway center field by Brennan Malone. So that made it 9-4. It had been 9-3. The double by Brennan is his 15th RBI, cuts into the lead, and the 2-run double by Jack Winkler in the bottom half of the ninth inning got the Hounds within 9-6, had the tying run at the plate with a couple of guys with pop at the plate, and Brennan Malone and Junior Perez, but back-to-back strikeouts by Soren Lau will end this ballgame. 9-6 will be the final. Drillers head home. They'll face the Wichita Wind Surge. Wind Surge playing better baseball of late, got off to a really slow start on the year. But they have played better and better, and they were crushing Arkansas last time saw on the scoreboard this afternoon at Riverfront Stadium. See if that ball game might be final. Just to give a gander. Yeah, 11-1. Wichita beats Arkansas today, limiting them to just 3 base hits. Northwest Arkansas rallied back, beat Springfield, or leading Springfield. They've scored 7 unanswered runs and 8-run fourth inning for Northwest Arkansas, so they lead the Springfield Cardinals 11-4. Corpus Christi and Amarillo just getting underway at the beach. So it's a 6-game set coming up for Tulsa at home at One Oak Field. Rockhounds will next be home on the 28th of May after 2 weeks on the road and facing, well, 2 division leaders. Springfield, the leader in the north, and Frisco by a half game leading the Hounds in the south. So the next couple of weeks should be somewhat, if not very, pivotal in this first half pennant race. Look forward to bringing you the ball game again. On Tuesday, it'll be a morning game. 11:15 will be our first pitch of the game from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. Look forward to seeing you on the radio at that time. Safe travels, by the way, to both of the ball clubs. And for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the Drillers win the finale of this series at a final score of 9-6. So until Tuesday, we'll say so long, Red. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.